And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hey, this echo's going to be
rad. It's rad.
That's fine.
Rad.
That's good.
We also have Mike and John with us again.
Hello.
Some of our favorite
guests.
And
Miranda and Chelsea kind of just floating.
They don't have mics. Yeah. They don't have mics, but they are also in the room, and they're going to be assisting us with our extremely fun project.
Jam-packed, something.
What experiment?
Yeah.
But first, congratulations to our guest here of the hour, because when we're listening to this, you're going to be a dad.
That's true. We will be induced as of 2 days ago in the hospital. So we'll, as long as he doesn't take forever to come out, we'll have a child on Monday.
That's exciting.
Yeah. A little baby boy.
You probably are very delirious, like when this airs.
Yeah.
With just no sleep.
That's probably okay. Either that or he's just being born and I'm
or that.
And I'm really delirious.
Can it take that long? It can take like up to 48 hours.
Yeah,
oh man.
Yeah. So
that sounds
And then we'll finally have a name. So
still no name. You guys it's gonna be game day decision.
Yeah, we gotta see him.
You're gonna see him and you're gonna know.
I actually love that.
Is there a possibility where, because you have your list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to say your list or is that even?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, so what? How short's your list? You got three, five? Top three?
Three.
Hit us with your top three. Right,
so
we only do top fives on this program.
Wait a minute, you have to pull out the actual list?
No, I didn't pull it. I'm sorry. Oliver, and then Bennett, but that goes into like Ben and Benji for short, and then and Liam.
So
Liam.
Was it Bennett was number one originally, and then you guys kind of flip-flopped? Or is that like ranked?
Oliver's been number one for a long time.
That's my vote, if that has any weight in this.
That weighs the most, in fact. So thank you.
He was waiting for me to weigh in on that.
That carries the most weight.
Dude, Oliver sounds like a stud, man. I mean, that dude's going to be sharply dressed.
Yeah. In fact,
working
it's the name that we told Tyler on the weekend or the night we went to Bad Omens.
Yep. I was going to say, I feel like Oliver's been in for a very long time.
And I texted you and said, damn you.
Yeah. that was your number one.
If we put any vote on it, I have a dark horse. And his name is Bennett. Because I think that is a sweet name.
I think it's pretty sweet.
Bennett has the versatility, which I like.
I like that too.
Yeah.
That
you just don't see many Bennetts.
No.
But
no.
Well, I don't see a lot of Olivers either.
I don't know any. Oliver's like one of the most popular names now or something. Right.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Plus, someone doesn't love the nickname Ollie.
I love Ollie. That's why we did it. We looked at Chelsea's vitamins. Yeah. And I was like, what about Ollie? And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
So our two of our best friends, their dog's name is Ollie.
Yeah.
We know
dogs named Penny. It's okay.
Yeah,
some people were trying to tell us to go with Liver as a nickname. So
Liver
instead of Ollie.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah,
not a great take.
Dumb.
Yeah.
There's a thing on TikTok now where people are like, if you take the kind of like the stigma out of certain words, like they make good names.
Yeah.
So like they were talking like I don't know like. Insulin or like I'm making that up, but it's just like weird stuff. Like
I hate that trend.
COVID or chlamydia. Yeah. Like just like weird names that like if they didn't have any meaning could be like, oh, I could see that being
cool.
A name.
Yeah. Bennett does have a really good chance.
But is there a chance that you take a look at your son and you're like, that's a
Michael,
Josh or a Michael.
Oh my God.
He comes out holding a golf club and a silver spoon.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
Like, man, there's nothing you can, have to name him Michael.
He's got a 9-iron in one hand and a spoon in the other hand. All right, then he gets Michael.
He just looks like he can hit a draw right out of the womb.
But he comes out with the club in his right hand and the spoon in his left hand because, he's super weird and can't do things the right way and has to always go against the grain. So,
hey, you got to stand out somehow with a name like Michael, you know?
Yeah. There's a possibility, I guess, that we look at him and go, none of those fit. So
what's your number one most, like, what's your biggest fear right now? Cause I mean, you guys are way I'm looking at my lovely wife back there, but like in terms of knowledge and preparation and stuff, you guys are like, I got nothing. So I feel like you guys are ready for anything, but like, what's your biggest, like, you know, you take them home, everything, it's just like, crap, we have a little tiny human to take care of now.
So I think her aunt has said it best. And when she first, she has two sons. And so she said, she's told us this before where she said, yeah, they hand him to you and then it's like, well, he's mine now. And he relies on me for everything. And there's no real, like, you know, there's no manual that comes with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they just say, okay, after like 2 days after he's born, they go, have a nice time. And so that's probably where it's like, for me, it's like, yeah, we're ready. We feel we have everything's ready. All the stuff's ready. All the stuff's all there. We have a plan in place. But really that first night of like, he's with us at home and I'm, you know, I don't know how to understand him because he doesn't speak English yet. And so we're just,
you think,
well, I would think, right.
He might, Oliver, if you name him Oliver, he's a genius.
Unless
so
he's Michael.
Wow.
And Michael might know how to speak.
Michael,
yeah. Mike, yeah, I don't need you.
He's going to be talking about stock quotes.
You don't speak baby.
Not yet. Not well. So he wants one of a few things.
E-trade baby. Yeah.
Very one of a few things. So we'll have to see.
So you're essentially saying if he comes out like Boss Baby, he's being named Michael? Is that
at this point?
Is that how this works? Yeah. Like comes down to three
if we
piece.
Just keep saying Michael over and over and over again, eventually it's just going to like, man.
Subliminal.
Looks like a mic. Yeah.
Indoctrination.
I think that's my biggest fear is the first night is like,
yeah,
this is completely new. We've also been trying to get our dogs to not sleep in our bed.
Yep.
And I thought we had more time for that. And we don't. So that's another thing. So it's just like everything's going to come to a head
very quickly.
Yeah.
Within
the next 48 hours. And I don't think I'm nervous for, you know, what'll happen after day one. I think we'll hit the ground running and just, we'll just, day one will be probably the toughest for me. Well, I don't, I also don't want labor to take,
I don't know if you're coming
her
through on the microphone because I can't hear anything, but
a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I also,
I'm
don't
sure
want,
the labor is the worst part of all of this. Yes.
Yeah. I also don't want labor to take too long for her because I know it's going to take a long time because they're inducing
I'm so
it.
Glad. Okay. I was like, I also really don't want the labor to take too long because I got things to do, you know. Like, it's just,
yeah, I gotta get to hit level 40.
Yeah, you know, you have to. There's some World of Warcraft that needs to finish.
I don't know. Do you hear yourself? You got a raid coming up.
I only have a couple of days left.
It is kind of crazy that like whenever this airs, you're going to be a dad, and then when the next episode airs, you're getting a divorce. Like it's really just there's just a lot of
that is a lot of layers there.
It's crazy how that happened.
Tune in for the saga.
Yeah,
we'll have them back.
Really getting those numbers up. Yeah,
it's the first day of divorce that I'm really worried about. After that,
no, that's awesome. Really excited for you guys.
Thanks. Yeah. What are you nervous about?
That mainly. We procrastinate a lot, I think. Obviously, getting everything in the move. Like, today is the first official day since we had to be out of the apartment. So, like, that's
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it really is just like you said, like, there's no manual, right? So, it's like you have a kid, and then people just trust you to care for a human being and that you did your homework and everything else. And I feel like it's just going to be a lot of YouTube stuff. I think that, and I think that there's going to be a lot of advice given by like a million different people and not to equate having a baby with like this house, but like just seeing how all the advice people gave us about the house and how it's like, it was all contradicting each other and different things like that.
Sure.
The baby thing is going to be probably 10 times worse.
100%.
So
100%.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's a good problem to have though. I'm fine with that problem. Like, if I have it means you have enough people in your corner. So,
100%. Yeah, just
like I'll spin it that way, right? Like,
take it all in.
I'll take all your advice and I'll just compartmentalize it and then.
Okay, Mr. Cup half full. Like, that's fine. See that segue?
Speaking of cups, that's fantastic. No, you guys are going to be great, man. I mean, everyone's been calling John a dad for years and now it's just official, right? So it's like, you're going to be fine, man.
Just validated. Everything you've ever done.
It's it's just a formality at this point that you have the kid.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, he's got everything else then. But no, I think it's going to be, that's going to be, that's so weird to think about. Yeah. Like, yeah, when this airs, there's going to be another person in this world, man.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Oliver, maybe.
He's going to go to the casino.
Oliver, Bennett, or Mike. One of those three.
Yeah, true. That's the short list.
It's now the short list. Yeah.
We're ourselves in, you know. Hey, suck it, everybody loves an underdog story.
Man, I hope that 1,001 hits, man. Yeah. Is there an odds maker on this? Like, maybe one of these lines get released.
Probably tomorrow.
All right, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I ruined your segue.
No, it's fine.
As I always do.
Speaking of cups half full,
which we said 5 minutes ago, yeah. We're going to be doing a fun experiment akin to our top five Gatorades that we did. So for anyone unfamiliar, we did top five Gatorade flavors. Chelsea was also the server for that one as well. So she's going to be reprising that role, which is fantastic. So we appreciate that. We're doing a blind taste test, only this time it's going to be waters.
Yep.
So it's brand name waters, right? You got a whole bunch of them at the store. Apparently the lady was looking at you weird.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pointing at you.
Making fun of us.
Right. As one does. And then we're going to rank them, I guess, right? We're going to rank them blind and we're going to see what the results are.
I mean, this is basically to kind of christen our new home.
The irony is.
Yeah.
Is
hey, remember when fantastic. We had a flood in Detroit?
This is the house of water.
This is the house of water. So we thought it'd be good to do this. Yeah.
Wow. You have a sick sense of humor, man.
it's been a year removed. We can laugh about it now. The idea would be, you know, you go in, everyone's biased, right? Like, you know, we like our Fijis and our certain things, but like how much of that, Fiji. Can you actually taste test? So we're being very scientific about it. Chelsea's gonna be pouring these waters. We're putting them all in the same cup. So it's just going to be the water with no bottle flavor or anything like that, put in it. So it's just the waters. We have 10 of them. And then, we are going to be doing our refrigerator water just as a little fun thing. So 11 in total.
We have 11.
Yeah. 11 in total. Yeah. Okay. 10 bottles of water. And then we're doing our filtered water.
Cause I see what you're saying.
We think our filtered water is pretty delicious.
I see. It's pretty good. This was a whole
filtered water here.
There's a silver spoon
we
now.
Do. Yeah, I know.
But it's like
there's
really nice.
How fast things change.
It's delicious. So then we could, and it's up to you guys on how you want to do it. If you want to like try to match on what you think, like we could always say like, oh, I bet this one's Fiji, or if you want to pick it out, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think we're trying to just kind of rank them and just say like, okay, we really liked how this one tasted and that sort of thing. The nice thing is you are drinking them twice and it's randomized. So you could go Fiji, Aquafina, Dasani, Fiji. You could go Fiji, Fiji, Dasani. Like you don't know. So we're trying to be as unbiased as we possibly can. 22 shots of water.
Okay.
But 11.
Are they numbered?
Chelsea has it all figured out. I don't know.
Okay. So we're actually not going to know. So they're all just random.
Yeah.
I have the list in order. I'm not numbering the cups
though. Right. So we can't. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I have a list written.
So we actually need 22 numbers.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
22 gotcha. Numbers. Okay.
Sorry, we're just, for the audience, we're writing down on our papers in front of us.
I think I'm going to do it with like two rounds of 11, though.
Well, oh, are you, no, Mike?
Could they be mixed in?
Yeah, they could be mixed in. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. 12, 13. Okay. So I think we've established the rules. 22 shots of water. 11 different types of water. We have the list. Should I read down the list?
Absolutely.
For the audience?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Because I haven't heard of half of these when we were growing up.
Yeah. Essentia, which I have never heard. Yep. Has anyone had that?
No.
I think I've seen the packaging. I've never tried it, though.
Oh, is it a rich people thing?
It's a Sheetz big water bottle, like I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. We got all of the, just to be clear, we did get all of these from Get-Go.
Okay.
Not to say that they wouldn't be in Sheetz, but
Get-Go even more fancy.
So, Essentia, Dasani, Deer Park, Waikia.
That's probably from Hawaii.
Waikia? Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah.
What is a Samsung fridge?
Yep. That's going to be our fridge.
Oh, I was like, what is that?
That's our filtered water. Yeah.
Samsung fridge, my favorite water in the world.
This is a shopping list.
Yeah. Aquafina, Icelandic, Giant Eagle, Fiji, Smart Water, and Life Water.
Yeah.
What Life Water is the Nestle brand, right? Or True Life. Yeah. Because so. There's True Life, too,
I've
ever
had Life.
I think it is Master. Yeah.
I've had maybe like 8 of these, I think.
Yeah. So Josh's going to start getting that.
But. I think, you know, and I hope I'm right because it's going to be really awkward saying this. I think I can get at least 2 of these.
Yeah?
At least 2. That'd be my goal.
Over-unders. We got the first round coming. Oh, here we go. We all take one. I feel like I'm in church.
Sorry, John.
It's okay. That's okay.
All right.
You can drink at your own leisure.
Do you this like wine? You know, you smell it.
And you definitely smell it. You can definitely smell the difference.
Dude, I am going to be so bad at this, bro. I just tasted this. It's just water, man. It's literally just water.
I can taste the difference there, but I don't know what it is.
Are these going to be at the same temp?
I feel they like that's
be.
Big.
Yeah, they should
they
be.
They got to be at the same temp. So not only are they at the same temp, but we didn't pre-pour these because we didn't want the refrigerator. You know, like refrigerator, you can start like smelling certain things that you have in the refrigerator. We didn't want that to taint anything.
Okay, so we're, just to be clear, as a reminder, we're putting the ranking. And then if you want to guess what you think it is, you can, yeah. It's a bonus.
So, oh, wait, so I'm
you're putting not. The ranking. So how good was that?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It's your own
so
ranking.
It's a 1 through 11.
Yeah.
To do it, yeah. You're going to put a 1 through 11 on how good you think that was.
Okay, but I'm going to label what I think it is. What I'm gonna label
you can
what
also
is,
label what you think it is yeah. as a bonus. So the primary
putting,
is to put it in order.
5, I'm just going like middle.
Yeah, the thing
road.
That's
going
to be weird is we might adjust
you don't
after you have
the
more.
First one. You know, yeah. Wait till you see the
That's what I mean. I just I didn't think it blew me away, right? Like it's just kind of...
I think I know what it is.
We're ready whenever
and
you are.
By that,
we can go fast.
I have no idea.
Was that, that was all the same for everyone? So
yep.
Everyone had the same
everyone
one?
Everyone had the same one.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
I don't think that was one of the distinct ones that I was expecting, so I think
it's
I'm
pretty
saying
middle
it's like
of
a,
the,
oh, like
middle
am I allowed to say what I thought that was?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you
I think that was the fridge, man. I think that was Samsung
the fridge,
my
I
favorite
was, I think that was Aquafina.
Water.
I thought
I
it was...
knowing and listening.
Yeah, I think that was fridge time, dude. That just tastes like it came right out of the...
I think I know this one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that tasted the same.
Yeah, it's all water, man.
Ironic that you think it tastes the
same. Oh, I know this. Oh. I know this. It's kind of.
I'm thinking I'm going with a few.
Can we all agree this one was worse than the first one?
No,
I think it's better.
No way. Yeah. Is that
this,
Fiji?
This
you're
was crisp,
out of your
crisper.
Mind.
It's crisper. I'm going to give this maybe
no,
like a...
No, it wasn't crisper.
Maybe like a little 7.
Do you think that was Fiji too?
I think it was Fiji.
Everyone think it? I think I'm on the Aquafina train.
I thought that was Fiji as well.
I think it was Fiji.
As soon as I tasted it, I thought
actually,
that was
you know what?
One.
I'm going to go Fiji.
No. That was not Fiji.
You thought crazy? Aquafina.
No. Oh,
Aquafina.
Really?
Oh, no.
Chelsea's just laughing and she's kind of getting stuff ready.
I'm going Deer Park for that one.
Deer Park?
I think it was Deer Park and I put it 9. I don't think it was good. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
You don't. The fact that you think Deer Park is trash is your problem.
Deer Park is great. That's horrible, man.
This is good for tomorrow. We need to be hydrated for tomorrow. This is good.
My mom was like, make sure you drink lots of water tonight since you're going out. And I was like, don't worry.
Don't worry. I got 22 cups coming my way.
Literally, this is the most water. This is all water, by the way. I have no fucking idea.
This one, I think.
What do we think on that one?
That is my least. I thought that tasted gross.
I thought the same thing. I think I know what it is.
I think it's Deer Park.
No,
I think so
Aquafina.
Too. I think so too.
Aquafina. This has got to be like a Deer Park or like Jack Eagle said.
This is Icelandic.
I
know this one.
I'm going to put. You know what? I'm going to start putting. Okay, so I think that one was Deer Park. I'm going to put that in there.
That wasn't Deer Park. See, you guys are influencing each other too much with this. I'm going to stick to my guns.
No, I honestly thought
what are you talking about?
I thought it was
I'm the
Deer
only
Park
one who has Icelandic there.
How do you dare to be different? You know?
I thought it was
you
before
two,
you said anything.
No, yeah,
laughing.
I went Samsung Fridge 1, dude.
It's going to be hilarious when Chelsea's like, guys, I didn't open up any of these.
It's
all Samsung. It's all the fridge.
It's all tap water. It's fine.
Dude, I am so bad at this, man. I'm literally just guessing at this point. What if they were the same? They could be the same.
They can be
right?
The same.
Right? So we might have already had a repeat, which I'm deathly afraid of.
Yeah. Because
I'm
we're
so
talking
afraid,
like
yeah.
we know
yeah.
what it tastes like and everything.
Yeah. I'm so scared that we
this
had a
repeat. Tastes very Fiji-esque to me, but slightly different. I think that's smart water.
I was sort of thinking the same thing.
I don't know what that was. Life,
no
life
idea.
Water. I'm gonna guess on that one.
I feel like we're coming to the point where I can't describe it. Dasani is like slimier. It has a weird texture to it.
I don't understand. Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, out of the swamp. Yeah,
like, I just feel like it's the worst. It's genuinely for me. I always say Dasani is the worst water.
I can't wait till it's your number one.
I can't wait till it's number one. And he thought it was Fiji, man.
This is why this is great. So how are you guys ranking these? Like, you're just doing 1 to 11? Like, you're just saying,
yeah, I'm just putting the number and then the. Now, the problem is, I wish I had a pencil because I know I'm going to be erasing and
I'm just scratching out numbers with the ranking that way.
I feel like this one might be Dasani, actually. This one's more potent.
You're getting a little bit of a slime.
Yeah.
I think that's Giant Eagle, dude. That was trash.
That was trash.
That's 11, Giant Eagle.
That was pretty rough.
Giant Eagle water has to be the worst.
I'm going
to
give that one a 9.
That's pretty bad.
Two from the bottom.
That's the last. Yeah, but it wasn't like.
No, I feel like that's.
Wasn't like the third one.
I got to do a repeat.
I hope this is
good.
I'm
in my head
listening.
Right now. Like, there's not any repeats left. I bet there's like 2 repeats.
We've already had at least 1 repeat.
Yeah.
We've already had one. We just don't
had
know.
Two
it.
Of.
We're going to listen back to this and be like, dude, this is terrible. Terrible pod.
No, this is awesome.
This is not good listening.
You don't think?
I think it's funny. I'm having fun. That's all. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care about the audience.
Yeah.
For the audience, I do care about you. So I'm gonna make sure to narrate everything I'm doing.
We are now drinking our sixth.
Yeah, number 6.
Ooh, that's definitely different than anything I've had. Hold on.
This is gonna be your Dasani or Aquafina right here.
You are influencing me. I want to go against the grain.
Okay.
I want to put Fiji.
I think it was 12.
Man, did I have that already? All right, I'm going to go for my first repeat.
I'm trying to think of, so what is the Smart Water, Life Water? I don't think I've ever had Life Water.
Me neither.
Life Water is very generic. It's kind of like the Giant Eagle.
Like, is it better or worse? Giant Eagle was pretty bad. I put Giant Eagle last.
It's probably better than Giant Eagle because I think it's Nestle, but I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, man.
I love cheating. Just looking at everyone else. Yeah.
Dare to be different, boys. Dare
Miranda different. Went with her first repeat as well, I think. Yeah.
Now, babe, you're going to be on the mic for this whenever you reveal. You
give her
that?
Found it.
Found what? Aquafina. Oh.
How is this warm?
It's warm, right? It is.
I found this one.
Oh, now. Oh, but you.
It's the temp. It's temperature.
It's 100%.
It is warm.
That's why I told you it got to be cold.
It does taste a little slimy. But I think it's the temperature.
All right. Now, this is where you have an unfair advantage because you know the temperature that your fridge water is, and we do not.
I couldn't tell you. Maybe 36. I think it's 36 degrees. Now we all know.
I'm gonna know the difference.
Oh, you mean coming out of the refrigerator?
Yeah, like
Samsung fridge. No, I think their fridge is better than
is
that.
Is it warmer?
You know what? That might actually be
cold.
It has to be cold. Well, so here's the thing: the refrigerator is cold if it has time, obviously, to sit in there and chill in the pitcher. So it depends on how Chelsea did it. Either she didn't use the spout because we'd be able to hear it, right?
Yeah.
So she would have had.
No, she did it before. She did it before.
What?
She poured it before. Like way before, like when before we started recording.
Did she?
Was it in a cup? Like
did it was in a glass, I believe. Glass. I think I spotted it. I think I spotted it.
Oh man, that might be it.
I'm in my head now.
I think I'm all in my head now. Personally, I think that was the Dasani.
I'm all in my head.
Chelsea
needs a raise after this, dude. She's just walking back and forth.
Absolutely. She's wonderful. Thank you, Chelsea.
God damn it.
Fiji. Fiji time. Fiji time, 100%, number one.
Oh,
first overall.
You need to learn your springs, man. This is from Hawaii. This is your...
Get the fuck out of here.
What is it, though?
You don't even know what it's called.
Waiakea. Waiakea. Yeah. That's Waiakea right here.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Your favorite. It's very good.
Oh, it's great.
I might like this more than Fiji.
That's why it was Fiji.
Yeah.
That tastes like Fiji.
Waiakea.
I only have 1 repeat, and I know I'm wrong. There has to be at least 2 repeats. Like, I'm just playing. I'm just doing math now.
Just I don't know how Chelsea's juggling.
Like, there's
stuff.
A probability of a repeat. Man, I got to run the numbers on this. It's going to keep me up all night.
You have to pee already. Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
We should have known that was going to be a problem for someone.
Well, after this one,
we're going to be at, like, 20, and everyone's going to be just shaking.
Every time I reach for this water and just...
hold it over all the equipment.
Okay, this is. I think this is the first repeat, personally.
100%, I agree with
Samsung
you.
Fridge.
That is Fiji again.
No, Samsung no, fridge.
Fiji though.
I think it's Dasani again, or Aquafina. It's Aquafina again.
I'm gonna say Fiji again. Is this so? This tastes like the second one we had. So.
I
thought it tastes like. Thought it tasted like the first one we had. Oh, you think it's Aquafina? Nah, I think that other one was because Mike was choking on the sliminess.
I think it's Fiji, man. I don't know. I thought the last one.
I could be wrong with Fiji, but I am
last
right.
Last one was 100% Fiji. I feel really good about that.
I'm not sure.
Quote me on that. I'm gonna circle it. Number 8.
There should be a prize for whoever got the most right.
What would you do if I got 100% accuracy?
I'd buy your dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I deserve more than that.
And kiss you on the lips. I don't know what to tell you.
21 is pretty.
All right, meal and a kiss on the lips?
Yeah.
All right. Done.
Just a tip.
Just a tip.
Who are you missing from your list again?
What? I'm missing
Gerard from here.
Gerard, which is impossible.
It's impossible.
Mike,
right?
Is my white whale. All right,
so.
And Nate, if we ever go back to West Virginia.
For all the guys that you're kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For the audience. So I have a list of... Yeah. I want to kiss all my friends.
If he gets 22 out of 22, would you agree to kiss him on the
Of course.
Today?
22 obviously. Out of 22.
Yeah, if he's correct 100%, do you give him that white whale?
Oh, dude, yes. That's what I want. That's what I want. We have to kiss if I get 21 out of 21.
I
have to get the names right.
If you weren't sitting in prime A position and could potentially cheat on this...
Get the fuck... Oh, my God.
22, not 21.
It was 22.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right. If he gets 22 on this, will you kiss him on the lips?
You have to, dude. There's no way I'm going to do that.
I feel like I'm being trapped. I feel like this is all part of the
plan. This is like a million to one shot. There's no chance.
That would be the plan if the week I had was not the week that I had. So, yeah.
Oh, shit. This is pretty good.
It's very good.
What did I have?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's really good.
This might be the
I haven't even used
this. This might be the... what's it called? Waikia.
I don't know why, but I'm saying it's Icelandic because I've never had it before, and I think it's going to be
good. That's a good shout.
I think it's...
Yes, 10, that was the 10th one.
I actually think that was a repeat. I think the only one I don't have is Waikia.
That was nothing.
Repeat, I don't think.
I think it was Hawaiian. Colder.
Well, I don't even know what it is. Is it Hawaiian? Is that what its branding is?
I guess. Like,
I just don't know.
I think the Icelandic one has, like, the bottle looks like an iceberg.
I don't have Giant Eagle yet. That's the one thing that's worrying me.
I don't either.
I can't
remember my handwriting. Oh my god!
What'd you put for number 7?
I can't remember handwriting.
Aquafina.
This is terrible.
Yeah. I said Dasani for number 7.
Yeah, I'll go Aquafina with you.
I thought it was a Samsung fridge.
Well, I
which one?
The one we just had. I thought it was a Samsung fridge.
Samsung fridge is good. I'm telling. I think it's a sleeper. I think Samsung fridge is absolute sleeper agent.
Yeah, I think it's really good.
Yeah,
that's a nice ass fridge.
It's a nice fridge, man.
Out of everything we have, that I was telling Chelsea yesterday, like. That's my favorite purchase.
The fridge.
I wanted
to open it, but then I was told that if I had to open it. Yeah, after we're done, I want to open it because like you have like the fridge.
I think this is a repeat.
Tray and then the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a repeat, but what is it?
And you have the shallow door and everything. It's really nice.
Yeah. Is that like, what is that? Is that a fridge or is it like a more of a freezer? What is it?
Fridge. The freezer is just at the very bottom. Everything else is a fridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you change that one at all or no?
You mean the location of it?
Could you make it colder?
Oh, yeah.
Could you make that into a freezer if you wanted to? A middle
section. Oh, I don't honestly know.
I think I've seen some that can. I just wasn't sure if that was
not that I know of. Yeah.
I'm getting pretty tipsy.
Getting tipsy on that.
It's actually
starting to reveal it.
That's the joke. It's actually vodka.
Can you imagine? We'd be dubs.
That would be really bad.
This one does not taste great.
No.
So I'm gonna think that's Aquafina.
You went smart water.
Did you do Aquafina? You go.
I went life water.
Okay.
I don't think life water is very good, if I remember correctly. I don't think I've ever had it actually.
All right, baby, hit us up.
This is a shit show.
This is a lot.
I'm gonna miss all of them. If I miss all of them, Mike should have to kiss me as well.
That's equally as impressive. If Mike misses all of them, maybe that's your punishment.
Yeah.
No, I feel like this is a setup.
This is the most elaborate ruse just to get your white whale.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. You guys would be the best for
just
that.
Just imagine, like, doing this to get Gerard.
Gerard Mike would never do it.
Mike's starting to think. He's like, wait a minute. Tyler texted me separately. I don't... Wait, what? It's
just connecting the dots. Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know this. I'm not even sure.
No, that wasn't good. That wasn't good.
It was like middle of the road. Like it was like a Dasani.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I thought it was bad.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys hate Dasani so much.
It has such a potent.
Was it slimy? Would you describe that as slimy, Mike?
No.
Okay, that wasn't slimy.
That was like a good like a plasticky middle of the road. Like
I should trust Mike.
I gave it a 7.
I put it at a 8. So
I already have Deer Park twice. Oh fuck! Hold on. I'm getting behind.
I still don't have the first one.
I gotta put something here. Hold on. Oh, maybe it was something
you've already forgotten
do.
The first one. How's that possible? You're so screwed.
No, the first one I gave a 5 to, but yeah, I didn't write anything down.
I fucked this.
What's the first one? Essentia?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I didn't do that one.
I didn't do Essentia. Yeah.
Me neither.
I did an Essentia already. I think except for the fridge is the only one I don't have yet.
I can't wait to get all of these wrong, dude. No, I don't know anything about this. It's crazy. This is so hard. This is the hardest thing I've ever done
this
in my life.
This is way harder than way harder than I thought it would be.
Oh my god, dude.
Are you guys really ranking 22? Or are you just like now that you think that you're at repeats, now you're just like trying
I don't go past 11. Yeah, so I'm just going between 1 and 11, and then I'll do repeats if I think that they're within the same.
Yeah, so like ballpark. I'm writing down like if I think what it is and I'm just not ranking those. Got it. Just making sure.
Yeah. I'm still ranking it.
What's your 13th?
Oh no. Yeah.
It's just 11, right?
Yeah. So what we're gonna end up doing is when this is all done, so we have a few more to go. Chelsea will get on the mic and she will reveal 1 through 22, what everything was, and we'll see where we stack up.
Oh my god!
Can't wait for Dasani to be all your guys' number ones. That'd be nice. It's gonna be so good.
This isn't good.
I think that's the.
It's not good.
Good either.
That's not good. It's not good. And
it's very plasticky. But was
it
tasting?
It is. Yeah, it feels like it came right from a plastic bottle.
I think it was a quick Dasani repeat.
Yeah.
Dasani. Yeah, Dasani as well.
Actually, I think that's the worst one.
I think it's Deer Park.
No. You guys need to put some respect on Deer Park's name.
I don't know Deer Park.
We didn't find Tyler Water. I hate Tyler. Tyler Water is gross.
Is it really named Tyler Water?
Yeah, it's called Tyler Water. They didn't have any
that
there.
That sounds...
Yeah. Wow.
Should have ordered it online. You could find everything.
That's true. You could.
You just don't like it?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Tyler Water.
There's like little bits of like carbon in it.
Are you sure you don't like it just because it's called gold, Tyler Water?
Little gold specks in
it? I mean, maybe. Like that has to play a factor, right?
Little gold flecks in it?
Oh, God.
Oh yeah.
Goldschlager is the worst liquid on earth.
No, Jaeger.
Jaeger's
no,
pretty bad.
I'd rather do Jaeger. We used to do Jaeger in college. Jaeger bombs are good.
This tastes...
I don't know. I think we're finding
out.
That wasn't bad.
I think that was good.
I think we're finding out this. It really doesn't matter.
This is like, impossible. No, this is literally impossible.
There is, like, what I think, when you taste a top, you can tell. Like, it's a higher quality. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can really taste the bad ones, too. That middle range is impossible.
Yeah, which is good.
It's all water, dude. Yeah. It has to be really bad for me to be able to tell. But I don't know if it's the cups, too. Like, the cups play a factor.
It does.
I feel like I tasted a lot of cup in that.
Yeah, that was all cup. Exactly. I'm just tasting cup, man.
I'm serious.
A lot of cups.
Yeah. I think you're right, Lindsay. Like, I need the plastic or something. I need, like, a glass.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so behind.
I know. I'm falling behind.
This is like Texas Day Brazil, where it's just the steak's coming.
Starting to miss.
Red.
I'm the sausage guy nobody wants to see anymore.
I feel so. I always get sausage because I feel bad that nobody wants them. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else do it's like that way?
It depends on the person that's cutting it. Like the one guy, I think one of the first times we went, he was like constantly smiling. And I just couldn't turn him down.
Yeah.
Like he was
yeah.
just loved
I just have a heart of gold, man. Like I
think this was very good.
Me too. I don't have 3 on here yet. What am I missing? Oh, Smart Water.
That was good.
That was Smart Water.
Don't sleep on that Samsung fridge.
I have Samsung fridge like a solid 5.
Now, it just, was the first just one. So you know, do you think that was the Samsung fridge as someone who's more used to it?
Yes.
Wait, that was Samsung fridge?
I put it down to Samsung.
Nah, you're wrong.
Interesting.
You think you know, you're wrong.
It's either Samsung or Icelandic.
I can't wait. Circle that one. Right, I can't wait until you miss that one. Yeah.
I
circled Fiji. Circle the one you feel most confident about.
Oh, well, that's not what I feel most confident about.
I know, but
yes, I feel most confident about Fiji.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, have you said that you've had Fiji twice?
Yes. Ooh. I had it for number 2, and I had it for number 7.
What? 7?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
That's this experiment, man.
This is good, right? I said, so I was right there with you on number 2. Number 7, I had Dasani, and I thought it's the worst one. So. I
thought that was all right.
There's no way I went from 1 to 11.
Oh, now see, this is the problem, though. I feel like this is also a Samsung refrigerator, and I can't put that 3 times.
All right, I got to play what I have repeats. So I have 5 stung.
No, that was delightful.
9 stung.
I'm going to pretend that's Icelandic.
6 is done. I'm doing all my repeats. Make sure I know what options I have left. Did I do?
For the audience, we have 5 more to go.
I'm going to do 4.
We do. We still have 5 more.
I'm like cold. It's all like refrigerated water.
I'm
it's
just like full.
Yeah.
I'm
full and cold.
I feel
full
disgusting right now.
I've had more water than I've had in a long time.
How many
time.
Ounces are these cups?
These are probably like
2 ounces. Cups?
Yeah. This is like a doctor's dream. Like we're getting our 8 cups of water in one sitting.
You're getting your teeth cleaned at the dentist. You're constantly having a rinse.
Pour
this.
What, the dentist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, this tastes bad to me.
Yeah, I think you're right. It does. It's a lot of cup. No, I'm battling the cup flavor. I'm trying to get that out.
Tastes like cup again.
Yeah,
I don't think I did Giant Eagle more than once.
Just rank it.
I'm gonna do Giant Eagle.
Cup out of 10. Maybe that's an 8.
What if I get all these right?
I already have.
What do I get?
What do you want?
What do you get? What do you want?
Dinner and a kiss.
Done.
I think that's just the standard.
Tyler, I'll give you dinner and a kiss whenever you want. You don't have to win a competition.
Right.
You just have to ask.
You just got to ask nicely.
I'm making my cousins so proud right now. All right. Giant Eagle, I think, is this.
Okay. I have 8. That was like okay, right? I have 7.
I thought it was on the poor end.
Yeah, it's poor people water.
I think I have 9. Oh, shit.
Needs more gold flakes.
So I just need more gold flakes.
I have not used the Hawaiian water.
This is brutal. This is brutal.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about the Essentia and the Waiakea.
Okay, I think I'm going to go maybe I don't know.
Oh, I put Icelandic and Waiakea at the same ranking. That's not good.
Yeah, my rankings are all messed up.
Yeah, my rankings are bad.
My rankings are sound, but I'm like, I feel like I'm going to miss.
Oh, I haven't used 6 at all.
No, can't be that.
I'm still trying to hold out hope that another Fiji is coming. I might've missed a boat.
Oh man, this is really tough.
I think that's a smart water. That use smart water. I already used it. Ugh.
I'll go smart water for you.
I thought
you.
That was the Hawaii
Thanks.
Water.
I'm going to do life water, I guess, then.
Ooh, bless you.
Thank you. I still don't know what the last one was, dude. This is brutal. This is so brutal.
How do we make this into a top 5?
I don't.
Just people know. That, like, if all of us, like, hit, is this, like, a grouping?
Yeah. It's going to be average. That's Fiji. That's Fiji. Fiji time.
Oh, man.
Fiji time.
Now.
Yep. Now. Yep. Fiji time. All right. Now we got 1.
You guys really like my refrigerator.
You said your refrigerator like 5 was first
times
one.
Already.
Dude, I bet you Chelsea's been just...
I can just guarantee doing the Chelsea refrigerator. Opened. You have to understand your opponent.
Yeah.
Chelsea opened with the fridge. She had to have. That would have been such a masterful
Why is
play.
My wife your opponent?
That's a masterful
Everyone's
play.
My opponent. That's, okay. how I go through life. Everyone's that's against true. Me.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's not good. My therapist says
I'm
going to work on
I'm going to do a Waiakea on that one.
Yeah, me too.
Is that 20? Is that we're on 20?
That
right
was
now?
20, yeah.
Okay. That was 20.
Waiakea.
I have 2 left.
2 left. What are my options? I got 1, 2, 3,
smart
4,
and Hawaii
five,
water.
Six,
that's what
seven,
I have left. I have
eight,
smart water and Hawaii water.
Shit, these both have to be terrible.
I mean, exactly, right? Like, these next two have to be gross.
Really bad. Oh, no.
Or I've made a crucial
this is the
mistake.
Problem, dude. I have 10 and 11 left.
Like, these have to be the worst. You're going to sip on this, and it's going to be like nectar of the gods, then you screwed up somewhere.
Just be bad. Just
and
be
you
all
can't
cup.
Go back.
Please,
just be cup. You can't
please
go back.
Be bad. Please be bad.
Please be bad. Please be disgusting.
Yes,
oh, it's bad.
It's really bad.
Oh, that's
really
bad. That's bad. Right. I love that's it. Good. There love it, is. It.
That's the second Dasani.
Slimy?
Yeah, I feel like this is the second Dasani. Well, actually, no. You know what? I already had Dasani twice. I'm going to say Giant Eagle because I still
I'm going to do a quick swap of the old Deer Park.
That was Hawaii water, 100%. That was the Hawaii water.
What?
Yeah.
No, it was not. Hawaii.
I feel like Hawaii's got to be better than that, right? Yeah.
So that by process of elimination, that means this is Samsung Fridge last one, dude. No way.
Can I just hedge my bets and put Deer Park for all of these?
Yeah, you'll get two right.
Yeah.
So here's my reasoning for the Hawaii water being bad. It comes from a faraway land, and it spends a
long
time.
So does Fiji.
It spends a long time in the bottle.
So does Fiji.
If I get Fiji right, I'm justified.
What kind of bottle is it coming out
if I get Fiji
right?
Is it
the nicest bottle is Fiji bottle?
The I think the Icelandic one.
This has to be
really good.
The worst one. Okay. This has to be trash. Please, please.
I don't think it's good.
Oh, it's smart water.
You think it's smart water?
I think it's smart
you might
water.
Be right. Oh, damn it. I'm putting Giant Eagle. I have to.
I only said that because that's all I have left is smart water. All
right, which one do you feel most confident about?
Number two.
I feel most number confident on number two and seven.
I think eight.
Eight
Fiji.
And 20.
I think an eight was Fiji.
Eight is Fiji, 100%. What was your other Fiji, though?
Number two.
No.
Chelsea, my love.
Mine was two and 20 for Fiji. 20.
Ooh, man. Oh, I had 20, but I had eight. So I match up with both of you on Fiji on one of them. So we might be right on one of them.
How much of that's influenced
I think,
from other
what
people?
Did you guys think the last
no,
one
No, I put Fiji right away
water.
On both of
what
them.
What did you guys have as the last one? Is that
Giant
just process
Eagle.
Elimination?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
See, Tyler's smart. If he puts Deer Park for all of them, he's hedging his bets.
He's got two for sure.
Right.
100%.
Well, I meant on like the last four. But I'm going for the home run for Mike.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to turn my mic over to Chelsea.
I feel like you should say number one, everybody say what they get real quick, and I'll tell you.
Oh, like okay. What we guessed and or what
yeah.
we
I mean,
rank.
That's fine.
Say real quick what you guessed, and I'll tell you.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, right. Man, this is going
to
be...
All right, you have to start.
Should we put them in order?
No,
like,
no we're going to go down the list. Okay.
The first couple.
You guys are going to have to kind of like move Mike slightly. I mean, it doesn't have to be crazy. You can go quick, but...
Okay, start with you, and we'll go this way.
All right, what's the first one? Essentia?
Yes.
Put Essentia. I give it a rating of 5.
Okay, I also did 5, but I thought it was the fridge. Samsung.
Which one?
The first
number
one.
Number one.
Oh. Smart water.
Giant Eagle.
I thought it was Aquafina.
I went with Life Water.
So all of us, it was completely different.
Just completely different.
Deer Park.
No!
No.
Okay.
Get... Fucked you two.
Wow.
What'd you have? Did anyone get it?
I thought it was Life Water, but it was actually ranked pretty high for me.
I don't think anyone got it.
Lindsay was close.
No one got it.
Trash.
I said Deer Park you don't sleep on Deer Park.
Clearly, I don't know what Deer Park tastes like.
Yeah.
Not good.
I know Deer Park.
Well, we got to go fast here because there's 22 of these. All right. I think number two is Fiji.
I had Deer Park.
I said Deer Park as well.
Deer Park.
Aquafina.
She had Aquafina.
Fiji.
Fiji.
Life Water.
No.
What?
I'll take that. Fiji and Life Water are fairly...
Is Life Water good?
Life Water's not bad.
All
right. Is Life Water... So Life Water is not Nestle. It's not like the generic Nestle thing. What's the bottle look like? Is it like one of those fancier ones?
Oh, no. I'm
it was the first
smart
one
water.
Wait,
Smart
Water. Smart
Water.
Right
water.
Well, smart Water is the nicer bottle. Like the,
I'm so fucked.
I just want to get one, dude. If I get Fiji, I'm
so
feel
oh,
so
I got one, Fiji, though. And that's not...
You didn't.
So
you missed Fiji.
I'm just There's no way.
I told you. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Number three, I put Deer Park.
I missed one of my
Icelandic.
Pages. Giant Eagle.
Giant Eagle.
Essentia.
Deer Park.
Aquafina.
Dasani.
No. Fuck. Fuck.
That checks out.
Fuck. So I think
I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this.
No. Okay. Number four, I put Smart Water. Which
Life
is
Water.
Dasani.
Aquafina.
Smart water.
Essentia.
Oh, damn it. No.
So none of us got anything right yet.
Did anyone get anything yet? All right, this is the hardest thing ever.
Number five, I have Giant Eagle.
Giant Eagle.
Dasani.
Deer Park.
Dasani.
Icelandic.
Waiakea.
No.
Oh, no. I had such high hopes for Waiakea.
I told you it was bad water.
All right, number six, trash. I put Dasani for number six.
Deer Park.
Giant Eagle.
Dasani.
Giant Eagle.
Deer Park.
Smart water.
So this is what interesting. That was my first repeat. So I was checking to see if at least I ranked it the same.
Yeah,
did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
No repeats. Different waters.
Number seven. I put Aquafina.
Aquafina.
Samsung fridge.
Samsung fridge.
Icelandic.
Giant Eagle.
Was the Samsung fridge.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't give it enough time to chill.
Yeah. So it was the warm one.
So the second sample of the Samsung fridge was from my bottle that had ice in it, so it's colder. So
it's all tainted, man.
So the warm one was.
We gotta redo it. Fridge, we have to redo the whole
thing. This whole test doesn't count. Yeah.
What we should have done, and done. We should have. Nice job. Kept another like a next 11, knowing what each of these are, and see if we could identify after the fact. We're not gonna do that because it's a lot of water, but anyway.
Yeah.
What number are we on? Eight. I put Waiakea.
Fiji.
Essentia.
Fiji.
Yes. Justified. I could miss the rest of them. I knew it.
Yeah.
You can never tell me about water again.
Apparently I can't.
That's one.
Apparently check I can't. Mark.
That's one.
Knew it, dude. Knew it.
Let's
go. You're not going to get Fiji by me.
I said.
I'm literally failing.
I said the next one was Fiji. But
you're wrong.
So here's the thing. What was number two? Number two is Deer Park.
Life Water.
Life Water. So then I put Fiji, but then let me know if number seven is Life Water.
We already did number seven.
Okay, well then that's a nine. I'm sorry, number nine. Yeah. I put Fiji for number nine.
Right
now. I put Fiji.
This one.
Yeah.
You have Fiji.
Yeah.
I have Samsung fridge.
Yeah.
A nine, Aquafina, Deer Park.
I have Aquafina.
Aquafina.
Smart water.
Okay, but that was also number two, correct?
No, wow.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so you're trying to
do it. You know what's funny? I actually.
What was one?
I held Smart Water at a very high regard. I did not score it well.
This time. Yeah.
Smart Water's very good.
Wait, we have a repeat, don't we? Six and eight?
Six and eight?
Yeah, was that our first repeat? Okay. Yeah. That was the first repeat. Six and eight were the same.
I didn't write any of these down. I should have. Okay, so number...
Wait, 6 and 8 weren't the same?
Number number 10.
6 and 9.
6 and 9 were the same. Yeah. Okay.
So number 10, I actually think, is the best out of all of these, and I put Icelandic.
I put Waiakea.
Waiakea. Smart water.
I put the Samsung fridge.
I said smart water.
Cold Samsung fridge.
Oh, no chance.
All right.
That Samsung fridge threw everything off, by the way.
Sorry,
everything was thrown off.
I also put that as like a
I should have known the warm one was the fridge. It was obviously...
That was delicious. That
was
cold one slaps, right?
Yeah.
No, she didn't like it.
Delicious.
What did you rate for that one?
So much different.
I had two on that.
I put a two.
But it was
that's a nice one.
I knew the Samsung fridge was going to slap.
You guys were saying that. I was like, I'll just pour from here.
All right, number 11, I put Aquafina.
I had Life Water.
Smart Water. Dasani.
Giant Eagle.
I have Waiakea / Aquafina. I'm guessing I'm going with Aquafina.
Essentia.
Damn it.
Okay. What?
Was number seven Essentia?
Number four.
Dude, I got it. Okay, so I paired. I was able to identify the same.
That's good.
I got a pair.
Good.
Now, you know what's really weird about that?
Okay.
So number four, I had number two. That one, I had number 10. It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same water. Same brand. Yeah.
I feel like...
That should count as a point. If you're able to...
If you can pair them up.
Tell it's the same, yeah.
If you can pair them up.
So yeah. I got the...
Sure.
I was able to tell it was the same. Yeah, I got the wrong one.
With two points, I understand why you want that.
Yeah.
What's that?
As someone with 2 points, I understand why you want that.
Oh, yeah. God. It's like the...
How many points do you have?
Clips all over again.
Yeah, we're tied.
So number 12, I have Dasani.
I have Dasani as well.
Deer Park. Aquafina.
Icelandic.
Giant Eagle.
Aquafina.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Dude, Lindsay's just...
Lindsay, how many points do you have?
Pregnancy.
I have three.
Wow.
It's the freaking...
I don't think I'm getting a single one.
Was this one a repeat? You got to let us know if it was a repeat.
Yeah.
So that I can see if I paired
it.
Sony
was the first. Okay. Oh, crap. Okay. Man. All right. I put Samsung Fridge for number 13.
Icelandic for 13.
Icelandic. Life Water.
I put Essentia, so we're already, I'm wrong because we have two of those already.
Icelandic.
Dasani.
What?
I also thought that was really good.
There's so many of these. Dasani, I got the
Dasani. So right. I put Dasani as my... So that's I have that as number one.
I put Dasani as number three.
Dasani was
for
your
that.
Number one?
Number 13, yeah. I put it as number one.
Wow.
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 What are you smoking?
Yeah, I had that as number six.
14, I put Deer Park.
I had Dasani 14.
Essentia for 14. Samsung Fridge.
I also had Dasani for 14.
It's not
I
right.
had Dasani in the worst one, but I bet you it's Giant Eagle.
Aquafina.
Aquafina, dude. Damn it. Did we have Aquafina before?
Yeah, we did.
Yep. What number was
12 it? 12 and 14.
Another pair.
Another pair.
I'm pretty good at this. I can tell if they're the same.
You know what?
I just don't same. Know what they are.
I did the same. They both got 11s for me.
Let's go, dude. That's another pair.
I had 9.
All right. What are we on? 14, 15?
15.
15. 15. I put Smart Water.
Essentia.
Life Water. Icelandic.
I put Life Water.
I had Samsung Fridge.
Giant Eagle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's embarrassing.
Yikes.
For 16, I put Samsung Fridge.
Yikes. What was the other Giant Eagle? Or was that the first
it's
one?
Yet to come. Yeah, it's first, yet to come.
I had Giant Eagle at 4. That's really embarrassing. I like Giant Eagle Water.
Number 16, I put Samsung Fridge.
Smart Water.
Fiji. Waikia.
Deer Park.
I think we already had two Smart Water. So
Icelandic.
Yeah.
What? Man. All right.
Was that a repeat?
No.
Okay, so I like Iceland. So 17, pair. I put Icelandic.
I put Essentia.
I put Icelandic. Fiji.
Samsung Fridge.
Samsung Fridge.
Icelandic.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, Miranda snipes one.
So,
Curtis, was
so
that your
I
first
think
one?
Icelandic is my favorite water.
Yeah. Huh. You have 3 points.
Oh, I got that one, though. I get a point.
Do you have any
That's
pairs?
My first point. Do you get a point yet?
It's a two-horse race. Right
so, now. Like, you were able to identify that they were the same, but you didn't get the right
so
one.
So you're going to be kissing John here in a little bit, right?
Really. I never said that.
We can roll back.
Got him all right. He already failed it.
No, you had to get them all wrong.
No.
It was either or.
It was either or. We said. Did you get a single point?
Not yet.
Did you get a pair?
No.
All right. Number 18, I put Giant Eagle.
Waikia.
I also had Waikia,
Icelandic. Life Water.
I have Waikia.
Waikia.
Yes! Ah, boom! Boom! Oh. You can't fool me! You can't fool me! Was that a pair, though? Or was that the second one?
Nice job, everyone. Damn.
I'm happy I got one.
What, four people got points there?
Yeah, we did really good on
and
that
it's
one.
The water, it's
Fiji
the water brand
and
I never had.
The really good ones, I'm doing good on. Like Fiji and Waikia.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Waikia good, though?
I thought it was terrible.
I have number two.
That's when you guys kept saying it was slimy.
Yeah.
I had Waikia, apparently.
Wait, that was 18,
low.
Right?
Yeah, that was low for me.
I had it high. I thought it was great.
I had it ranked 7.
That was terrible.
That was great middle of the road.
All right, well, keep an eye out on these things.
Love it.
19 is Life Water is what I put.
I had Smart, which is wrong.
Essentia. Waikia.
Yeah, Hawaii Water.
I put Life Water.
Deer Park.
Deer Park. What was the other Deer Park?
That's weird because I also had Deer Park there being shit. Like,
so number 20, I put Waikia, and I also put it fairly high on my list.
Waikia. Yeah, this is Fiji. 20 is Fiji. 100%.
I put Giant Eagle on. Life Water.
This is Essentia.
Fiji. I put Fiji.
Give it to me.
Fiji.
Yes!
I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable.
Good job, dude.
I'm unstoppable for all the listeners out there who doubted me.
Dude, they tuned out.
I got
so
both
far.
Fijis. And that's nobody impressive. Can tell me I don't know
for
water.
Anyone still listening, we do have timestamps if you want to jump to
that's
the Jeopardy
section.
That's 2 points.
Because it's a Fiji
and
a pair. Because they got both the
yeah,
Fijis.
Sure,
which should be
sure.
A third point bonus.
21, I put Deer Park.
I had Aquafina.
Dasani. Essentia.
I had the Hawaii Water.
Dasani.
Life Water.
Okay.
All right. And then 22, I put Estonia just from process of elimination.
Or Estonia. Chinese goal for
what's it? What's it?
Yeah,
Essentia. Essentia.
Estonia.
Estonia.
Smart Water.
I had Smart Water.
Essentia.
Giant Eagle.
Yes! Yes!
All right. Well, I got a big old point.
All right, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points.
Oh, 7 points.
Damn.
Well, I'm counting pairs.
I got
so you actually ranked all of them? The same, like.
So the ones that I missed, I had this, I identified that it was the same water. So I count that as a pair, yeah, which is 1 point.
Okay. But like, how did you tell?
He's giving himself like fake points.
It was, yeah.
Okay, I see.
So even if you got it wrong, if you said like,
I could tell it was the same one. Yeah, I feel like that's good.
The same ranking.
Yeah.
So you're only getting 1 point for two, but.
I don't think I actually did that. But
if we're talking about ones I got right, I got 3 points, I think.
I think Miranda's a big winner then.
Yeah. Did you get, how many did you get like actually right?
Four actual correct.
How many did you get actually correct?
Three.
Yeah. Two, three. Lindsay got three.
I got two correct.
Two, Tyler.
I got one.
One.
Oh,
Miranda's our big winner.
The water snob. Oh, Chelsea wins.
Now, I'm curious where the rankings are. So what did we collectively have as number one?
So I think Icelandic is... So we have to come up with a top five. That's the whole shtick of this. I think Icelandic deserves to be on the list.
Mm-hmm. I think
yeah,
so, too.
Icelandic
yeah,
was good.
It was number two. It was a two for me.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Wait, which one was... What number?
Number 16 and 17, they were both Icelandic.
16 and 17. I had 3 and 4, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
I actually...
Fiji's got to be on the list, yeah, right?
Icelandic being at the bottom, I didn't...
Fiji was my one,
and I nailed it. Actually was.
Samsung
was. Where I had Icelandic was like middle of the road.
The warm one was disgusting, but yeah. I just think that Samsung fridge should be thrown out. Like, that is... That messed up the whole competition. No, it's already ruined. This whole thing is going to be under review.
That was the worst sample, so I think that really threw me off.
Yeah.
And it felt slimy because it was warmer. I don't know. So that's what I said. That was Dasani.
You guys loved it.
But when it was cold, it was.
I knew it was going to be great.
Favorite water.
I should have known.
Yeah, cold. It was number three for me. So yeah.
Right. So based on that, I would put it.
I should have wrote down what the correct answer was.
Because they were all cold, so you should do it based off the cold sample, not the warm.
I agree.
What's really weird too is my number one. I had it number two at Life Water, and I thought it was Dasani on 21, which I can assure you. I would not think Dasani was very good. So inconsistencies on the Life Water. Essentia actually did really well for me.
What was number 10?
10 was Samsung fridge.
Samsung fridge.
That was a warm one?
No, that was
no,
a cold one.
That was
one.
A cold one.
Cold one.
That was the
okay.
Cold one. 7 was the warm one.
So I thought those were us.
I think Samsung fridge should be on the list.
I think so too.
It was very so good.
We're going by the cold version.
But I also think Waikia was great.
See, you guys are gonna 11. Hate this.
So number 18. Did you guys have a high ranking for number 18?
Deer Park deserves to be in the top.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
Deer Park.
What was the numbers for Deer Park?
Deer Park was number one, mm-hmm. and number 19.
But see, no, number 19 for me.
Oh, that's actually a pair because I both
you
said
a pair.
I said it was Life Water.
Oh, there you go.
So Deer Park was really Life Water for me.
Yeah,
I mean, we're past the scoring phase. But
I know. but my point is
1 and 19. I had 5 and 3, so yeah.
Yeah, so Deer Park, I had like 3.
I had the middle of the road. I put Deer Park at number 5.
Did we put Samsung Fridge on here?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think it deserves a spot.
Deer Park, Samsung so Fridge. I think Fiji was pretty high
Deer
up.
Deer Park, right? Icelandic.
Fiji, I had a number 4.
Fiji's got to be on the list. Yeah. Icelandic. All right, we need one more on the list.
Do you have Life Water?
Do you guys really think Icelandic?
Which ones were Life Water again?
Life Water was number 2 at number 21.
I hated Life Water.
What was number 13?
Dasani
actually I was number 3.
Yeah,
three
Dasani was up there for me.
It was really good.
13 was middle of the road.
Oh, thanks, boo.
What was 16?
16 was Icelandic.
Where was your smart waters?
You know what, though? Icelandic part deserves it because it was a 6 and a 2 for me.
Smart Water was your 6 and 9. So that I gave that a 7 and 3. So
Smart Water was pretty high up for me.
So
I would be okay with doing a Smart Water. It's ranked high on mine.
What number was Smart Water again?
Smart Water was 6 and 9.
Is Icelandic on our list?
Yes.
Okay, on our top 5. Yeah.
Smart Water wasn't big
for hers.
Icelandic's my favorite.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite too, I think.
My favorite was Fiji.
Yeah, Fiji and Icelandic. Yeah,
Fiji was my number 1.
Icelandic,
which I identified correctly twice, by the way.
Hmm?
What? I identified Fiji correctly twice.
Yeah, you did. That was incredible.
I don't know if you saw that.
I noticed. That was amazing.
It's pretty good.
Usually, I mean, it should have been my thing, but...
Tyler's yapping all week about how he knows water. He's been drinking water
I
forever.
I never said that.
I got the receipts.
So real quick, of the 5, we have Deer Park, Samsung Fridge, Fiji, Essentia, and Icelandic.
Which number was Essentia again?
I didn't say anything with Essentia. Essentia is going to be number 4 and 11.
4 and 11.
10 and 11.
It was 7. It was 7 for me both times.
That's why the Hawaii water is terrible. It's volcanic water.
Yeah.
I think I had the Hawaii water. Good.
It's naturally warm.
We're looking I'm just so happy I got Fiji, man. Like, that's all that matters.
That's awesome. Literally. Thank you
so much for doing this. It has the pH in the Icelandic. No wonder it's good. pH 8.4.
What does that mean? What's that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean? Music major?
It's something. So, it's acidity.
I don't know, but they have it. It's good.
Mean, music major?
Yeah. Ask the science teacher.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
pH is like acidity, right?
That's basic.
It's a balance.
Yeah. Acidity would be lower than 7.
Right.
It adds more like of a basic, but I don't know why that's good for you or not.
It's not. I think that's all full of like nonsense.
Oh, it's alkaline water.
Like your stomach acid is... pH 3.
I don't think there's a lot of laws on.
Maybe so it just balance it out.
It's so, not. I mean, there's so much more of it. It's like a little bit of.
We're looking for our fifth. Then what's
yeah,
the
we're looking for our fifth?
So we're not in on Essentia, right?
I don't think so.
I put it middle of the road.
Yeah,
so what I noticed in my rankings, these three are very close to each other.
And by these three,
Smart Water, Life Water, Essentia.
Okay.
If we aren't aligned with Essentia, where are we on Smart Water?
I could get behind a Smart Water. Smart Water was number 9 and...
Number 6 and 9.
So I could get behind Smart Water.
Yeah, I had that at like 4 and 5. Like it was like right around.
I wasn't great on Smart Water, but you could convince me.
Yeah, but like compared to between Life Water, I had it number 3 at first.
Life Water was closer for me.
Life Water.
Actually, Life Water, I had it number 1 in my ranking.
Can I see the?
No, I went from what it actually was.
Went from 4 to 11 there. So
instead of keeping asking, Life Water is 2. And, yeah, I was down. I would rather Smart Water than Life Water personally.
Yeah,
I had a higher.
What was Life Water?
Lifewater was 2
and 21.
And 21. And I was low on both of those.
I was pretty high on 2. But yeah, that was same high. You were low on 21. Yeah, I'm very inconsistent. I'm a big ol' hypocrite. I'm fine either way. Do you want to put that number 5? I'd vote smart with you.
That's
smart
fine.
Water. Yeah, I'd put it at 5 though.
So what is... we have Smart Water, Deer Park, Samsung Fridge, Fiji, and what's the last?
Icelandic.
I'm actually fine with that order. I would honestly, smart. I would put... The Samsung fridge over Fiji. That's just me.
No, that's wild.
Just me.
That's wild.
100%.
No,
100%.
Fiji.
Honestly,
and
if I got two
cold Samsung water,
if you got two cold Samsung water,
I can't
waters
have this influence me, but
100%. I
the what?
If we got two it's cold, two
it's fantastic. Cold I knew it was gonna slap.
100%. It's a one number one
Samsung
for me.
Samsung water.
Yeah. I'm okay. I already know it's delicious. Cold? I know it's delicious. It's number one for me.
No,
hands down.
Samsung fridge?
Yeah, if you got two cold Samsung fridge tanks there, it's.
I would put this Smart Water 5, Deer Park 4, Samsung fridge, Icelandic Fiji. Personally,
same.
I
that's why
like,
me and Lindsay
I actually like
I
Icelandic
more
that
than Fiji.
I don't care. Fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, fine, okay. Man. I just win. Great.
Let me. I might try.
I guess I just. Anybody want a little sample again?
Doesn't that defeat the purpose?
Kind of watered out.
Well, no. I mean, this is based off of what. I mean, we drank so much water at this point. If you want to just to make sure.
We're going to ask the restaurant where it came from. When we get
again, we also have Aquafina and Dasani, but I left those in the fridge. I don't know what they look like.
Yeah.
But if you want them, I'll get them.
I need to just get a hit
score
of this.
Very well, so.
Yeah, they didn't make the list, so I wasn't that worried about it. Although, I'm surprised I like Dasani more than I thought I did.
Yeah.
I hate
coffee. Can I have a Fiji again real quick? I'm just going to do a list.
That's what I'm doing here. Yeah.
I don't need that. I just know what it is already.
They're both 11s for me.
I was so quick on them too, which is what I'm just ecstatic about.
It's terrible. Yeah, I mean, you're drinking on a cold, on a hot day.
Fiji's better.
You have to.
Fiji's one. Dude, the fact that I just knew right away, dude.
It could go either way.
Pull back the tape. I was like, shoot.
I like Icelandic more personally.
Both times.
I'm not upset if Fiji is number one for you.
Fiji has that more distinct taste to it that I just like more mineral tasting than Icelandic does. Icelandic's just really good spring water.
Icelandic has a really cool bottle.
You mean the one that you missed or has a nice mineral taste? I don't think you heard me.
Hey, I mean, the other one that what I thought was Fiji was really Life Water.
He's like, this is sure great.
So. All right, well, you want to chisel it in and
I got through? 1 for 2 on Fiji.
Okay, like, fine. I rescind my statement. Number 5, Smart Water. Number 4, Deer Park. Number three, Samsung fridge. Tyler's specifically.
Yeah, 100%.
Chelsea's.
So we'll put the model number on the...
it's the bespoke Samsung
and can we
French
say,
door, can four we say door pennies? Fridge.
You know, because pennies as well, technically, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she has to earn it.
Yes, I agree with that.
Enough.
Yeah.
She drinks from this.
It's the third best water. She has to earn that.
No, she starts with a hose, and then we work up from there.
You work your way up.
You start with a hand-me-down hose, then a new hose, then
for child services, that's a
tap water.
just so that you know. All right, so smart fridge is three, Icelandic two, and then Fiji, which I got correctly twice, by the way.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, thanks.
No idea.
Yeah, no.
So you were right all along, John, because really Fiji's been your brand for years.
I told you.
That's been the meme forever. Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah. It is. I love it.
Incredible.
Thank you,
water.
Chelsea, for doing it.
Thank you. Huge shout out to Chelsea.
How long have you guys been married now?
Me and Fiji? Yeah. Or me and Lindsay?
No,
and
you and Lindsay. Yeah. What?
This is year six going on seven.
So it took you about 6 years to finally be able to crack open a cold Fiji with the boys. All right. Good to know.
Wow.
I think I put it in the 5 year one, but
did you?
Oh, when, for the wedding,
like,
where
like
you
like the advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
coffee.
Yeah.
We got coffee. We have Yingling. If you want Yingling, get a little pregame going.
Your bodies for more liquid.
Yeah. It's up to you guys.
I would love a coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah,
coffee?
I'm good.
Okay, nothing?
All right.
All right. I'll get that stuff. tell us about, I don't know, Avatar or something while we...
Okay.
Well, am I the only person that's watched it?
You're the only person
that's
watched it.
Go wanna, rant, man.
I don't want go to go.
I got to rant about Tekken Shop real quick. So you can,
are you going to rant about it? Yeah. Is it bad?
It's really bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. All right. Go ahead. I want to hear a rant.
What I'm curious about, with if someone like Tyler and Chelsea who didn't watch the show... watch it. What do they think of it? But me and Miranda hate watched it this week. It started off okay. The bending is awesome. The effects, it's really well shot. Some of the casting's really good. Some of it's not that great. But they went out trying to not do a clone of the animated and took risk and changed some things. And they obviously had to compress like 3-4 episodes into one episode of it.
Yeah.
And God, as a fan, do I hate the decisions they made.
So the true Netflix dilemma then, like they take a show and they're like, oh, we don't have enough time. So we have to just,
well, no, it's just, they, I guess they set their mind that they're going to do 8 episodes. Mm. And I think the animated show is like what, 20 or 17 episodes of 30 minutes apiece. These are 8 hour long episodes. So they had to condense a lot of these.
Oh, it's not a movie.
No.
It's eight episodes.
Wow.
It's hour long.
It's a short series.
Yeah. Basically
Is it recapping what the show was?
Book
is it a different
book one?
Book one. Okay.
So it's the water tribe. It ends in that, and then they referenced that, you know, they're probably gonna do a book two, but they in cream would be great.
Isn't it also the show that you were saying that, or I think Kyle was saying that the guy that went out for the main role didn't know he was going for the.
No, he wasn't a main role. He was the guy who plays Admiral Zhao, I think, in the show.
Thought he was going out
Commander
Zhao,
for
the Avatar movie.
Thought he was going for the movie. He like the Avatar,
like the blue people.
Yeah. He's going to be
that's
blue.
Hilarious. So
when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's not going to be good.
That's not a good sign.
They
should know, like, by the director.
Yeah.
Or just ask before you.
Well, yes, like, but like, isn't the guy who does the Avatar movie like a big director?
Yes. I thought so, yeah. Isn't it? I think he is. Yeah.
Serve me.
Yeah, I just think that
thank you.
That didn't bode well, right?
No, for that's a bad omen, right?
For the start of the process.
No pun intended.
Right, bad omen, yeah. Hey.
He's wearing a bad omen t-shirt for the listeners.
No, but the problem with it is, you know, I wasn't expecting them to do a carbon, like, clone and do the same stuff in the animated series. Mm-hmm. It was just what they decided to change had no reason to be changed. And they completely desecrated some character arcs by doing it. Like Avatar Roku, useless in this.
Oh,
like,
really?
They don't even reference him. Like he's literally in the show for the whole first season, and he's like typically the guide for Aang the entire time, right?
Right.
He's literally in for, I would say, a minute.
That's brutal.
In the eight hours of the first season.
That's crazy.
So he was done the dirtiest. They also,
trying to think who else they really messed up. I think they messed up Iroh.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, that's a soft spot for people who actually like the animated series. Right. Like, you know, Iroh's, he's not terrible. Like, the casting's fine. It's just the key things that he wasn't a part of that he was in the show, it's going to come back and haunt them later.
So, do you think that, as, like, a big fan of the show, like, you know, when things are adapted from other, you know, video games or TV shows or whatever, you can really get a sense of, like, if there's an understanding of that world. Like, the Halo series, for example, was garbage.
It was pretty terrible.
They literally didn't understand the character. And like, when you have Master Chief having sex, it's over, dude. Like, you didn't play the game.
I think to answer your question, they understand the world, but another problem that I didn't say yet, they tell you too much. They, instead of showing you, it's like, I am going to go into the spirit world because I am the avatar and I am the bridge between the worlds. And it's like, we get it, you know, like, and it's like, well, first off, how do you know? Like, you know, like, it's not like Roku told you,
so, like, you know, the whole plot of
and,
the,
well, that, that was the thing is like, they go to like, I don't want to get too into details because I'm assuming people want to watch it, but like, one of the best episodes, the two best episodes in book one were my opinion, were when he goes to Avatar Roku's temple during the solstice.
Yep.
And the final episode with the like Siege of the North. It's like, those are the two pivotal moments in the animated series. The worst episode in the live action is the winter solstice where he goes to Avatar Roku's temple. It's the worst one.
Yeah.
Their best one was when he goes to the spirit world, because that was like, they changed things, but it actually worked. Like, I was like, I can work with that.
Right.
But to ruin an episode that is so well known as like a, you know, one of the best episodes in the whole series, I was like, and we would finish an episode and we would just all collectively sigh. Like, it was like, jeez, we just said,
so sorry, I was getting drinks. Or like the whole thesis then is just like, it's not good, or like the acting's good and like the graphics and stuff.
The acting isn't that great with the kids. They grow into it a little bit more, but my point is they like tell you too much. It's like, I am going to do this because I am meant to do this, and this is why we're going to do it. And it's not like where the animated series would just show you, like, and then you would pick up on your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think the writing wasn't fantastic with the changes that they did. They do reference some of the original content for most of it, we'll say. But the risk that they took or the changes they made were just pointless things that you didn't need to change.
And the thing
effects,
is, too,
though, it's fantastic.
Yeah, effects are really good.
Bending is great. Okay. It's everything you could have hoped for a live action. So I think like someone like you, Tyler, like hasn't seen the show like fully.
I haven't seen any Avatar.
You might watch it and you'd be like, yeah, this is decent. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't think you're going to be like, oh, that's incredible. I love this and I want to get more into it.
I would be closer to watching, is One Piece the one with like the pirate stuff?
Yeah.
I would be closer to watching that because I think that actually got like decent.
Yeah, that was rated all right.
Yeah.
I used to think that like adapting any like animated show or TV or video game is like impossible. But then like Last of Us was really good. So,
Last of Us was perfect.
Right?
That's how you do it.
And it's like, it's you can change things as well, right? Like they showed that you can actually change things from the source if it makes sense, if you're still, you know, coherent.
True to the nature.
True to the nature of the story, characters, and the world. Yeah. It can be fine. Yeah. So.
But that's the thing is your changes have to work. You can't do something and then
But that comes with an understanding of the property.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think that's what it... If you understand the property really well, I think you're not going to have an issue with those
things. Or ruining the character arcs of others later on. I don't know. Let's see. But we'll probably watch a second season just because, you know, that's such a dedicated...
Oh, they picked it up for a second one?
They reference that they'll probably do it. And Avatar is a 3-book show. So, you know.
Sure.
They'll probably do 3 seasons and then decide what do they do. But
that's crazy.
$20 million an episode, though. That's the other crazy part.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's their most expensive show Netflix has ever produced. It's a lot of money. Even more than Stranger Things.
That can't be worth it.
And for it to flop, like, I mean, like, you know, you're saying...
I don't think it flopped, but like, they didn't make their money back.
I think the reviews are, like, middle of the road, like, sixes and sevens by critics.
Yeah. But you have to smash it if you're putting that much capital into it, though. Yeah, you have to smash it.
Like, they're saying it's okay, and some people are like, it does it justice. It's its own thing. And if you take it for that, then that's fine. But I think like really true fans of the show that would watch it mainly are not going to like it.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah,
that's the same idea with Halo, like you were saying earlier.
Oh, Halo is like
I couldn't believe they got picked up a second season.
Made me upset.
Made me too. I didn't even finish the first season.
No, like
it was that bad.
I think that's where they got into hot water for saying like, oh, we didn't play the games or whatever, right? And they were kind of arguing with.
I don't remember, but sure. Like, that would be crazy. Some actors will say that, where they're like, oh, I don't want to be influenced by the game. Like,
oh, you mean the thing that made this character popular? Wow, that's kind of weird.
And to some extent, I get it. In all honesty, it might have even been like Last of Us initially, where like when they were doing some phase of the shooting, he was like, I didn't play anything. And he's like, now I have. And now he talked to the guy that, like, you know, like Troy Baker and everyone. Yeah. But different people have different processes. But I mean, look at like Witcher, right? Like, Henry Cavill loves that material enough to leave the show, which is bonkers that they're keeping that going. But
That's enough to
leave the show because, like, look, you're screwing this up. Like, it's not like this isn't what this character
but that was rated really highly, like those first two seasons.
It's funny.
They're great, right?
So I felt the first Halo episode was the best one.
Oh, yeah.
The introduction was the best one.
Yeah. Dude, I thought the live action Cowboy Bebop, the first episode, was like fine. And it's very much along the lines of Avatar, where like if you never saw the anime and you're watching this, it's like, this is a quirky, weird thing. But like
you need someone like me, it's not awful.
Yeah, like it's not giving you anything.
It's a no-win situation because like Mike said, it's your core audience is going to be people who watch the original show, and that's going to be the toughest critics on what you're doing, right? It's
a lot of, I feel like a lot of people were rushing to defend it at first, saying like, "Oh, well, you know, if they did a carbon copy, it would be like almost disrespecting that, like, oh, the animated show can't stand on its own because it's animated." And I was like, no, that's not it. It's just, it's like the animated show is almost, I would say, almost pure perfection in terms of like the pacing, the story. Each season is like very well done. Mm-hmm. Like, I always say that Avatar was the best animated show I've seen. I know it's not anime technically, but like that is the pinnacle for me. It's just that, you know, what you changed just doesn't work in my opinion. But
can you guys get past the, like, for me, and Witcher gets past it and certain things do, but like I just watched the Borderlands trailer. You guys see that?
And it
looks like cosplay.
Yeah,
and it looks bad. And there are people that cosplay that look better than
I said that about Cowboy Bebop.
And it's,
you can find fey cosplayers that look way better.
Yeah.
She came out and was like, well, I'm not trying to look like Faye. And then it's just like, well, then what the fuck are we doing?
Like, I was talking with my sister-in-law, and it comes down to like, okay, it looks like Borderlands, but like, I don't think they made one right casting choice.
No. Well, looking at everything. I think Maya looks the best of the group.
Yeah, but she's like, also like, well, older than like everything else.
And Kevin Hart being like Roland.
Like, you need at least keep all the same ages. If you want to go older, that's fine. Yeah. But then like keep the relationship. Yep. Keep the, you know, it's terrible.
Regarding the Borderlands trailer, real quick, it's just like, if you have a character like Claptrap, why do you have to cast like a Jack Black for it? Why couldn't you just use the original voice character?
100%.
If it's anime, like, why does it always have to be different?
Being on the trailer and then
the name,
just showing Claptrap is being played by Black Jack.
It's so fucking stupid. I love Jack Black. I'm fine with him being Black Jack, Claptrap. But when I heard his voice as Claptrap, I was like, it's just not the same. It's like,
what's like doing the Mario movie and not having Mario?
Just about to bring that up. Like, why is Chris Pratt Mario? I have no problem with that, but like, you have all this other footage of Mario talking, or all this audio
animated
all
shit.
All this audio
exactly.
and talking. Mm-hmm. Just use his voice. Like, just use Mario.
It's so crazy. Like, think Chris Pratt is going to come in and be a better Mario than the guy who's been doing it for fucking 50 years?
Not possible.
That's what I'm saying. Not
possible. And it's just going to make the people that are Mario fans more angry.
Well, so. I heard that it actually, I think it did pretty well, right? The Mario movie?
Oh, yeah.
Mario
for sure. Really
well. Yeah, but it's just for the kids. And all that.
But
like,
yeah, but that's the problem. It's so scummy that it works, where it's like, oh, dude, Star-Lord's going to be Mario, let's go see it.
I didn't think Chris Pratt did a poor job. And in all honesty, they do explain it fairly well, where you get a very heavy Italian plumber on the commercial and stuff, and then it kind of cuts to him and Luigi, and it's like they're not talking that way. And it's like, oh, okay, so they're just playing it up for their business, whatever. Sure. They put it in there. It was fine. But like watching the trailer for that movie where there was some dark humor. There was, it was just like, oh, this might be like an adult movie that you could take your kid to. That, but like all the best bits were in the trailer, and everything else was just like a slog, man. Like that's for me.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people that loved it, so it's like, as long as somebody likes it, but I think Borderlands is going to flop. And
is it a movie or is it a TV show?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. And it's regarding the first game, right?
No,
because it's really the Borderlands 2 characters, right?
It looks more Borderlands 2 than anything.
I thought you were talking about Roland and... I guess they're
in 2. Roland's in 2. But as like more main characters.
There was no Deadshot, right?
For what?
I'm trying to think. Like I remember Maya. I remember Roland.
You have Craig or Krieg or whatever. What's his name? Like the psycho.
Is Zero in it then?
I did not see Zero.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you think they're gonna fall?
I don't remember seeing like what was the first?
I think they just ran out. They're like, I don't know. Like let's just. It makes no sense. It's like
dipping into the video
Roland's black. Who's the funny black actor? I guess I don't know. Like Hart. It doesn't make sense.
4 foot tall.
Roland's the straight man. He's like he's not man. Supposed to be. Like it makes
maybe
zero sense.
Hey maybe Kevin Hart. This will be a breakout performance.
Sure, you watch the trailer and then you come back and tell us.
Well, it was very clearly they did. I think they did a good job with Tiny Tina and Maya. Personally, but Maya, you're right, was way older.
But here's the thing: you can't get as bombastic as Borderlands.
Yeah,
that is Borderlands. You are psychotic and crazy, like almost like Mad Max level, right? Mm-hmm. Like just out there,
even more.
Yeah. Right. No, like you're not gonna get that.
No,
from, that like medium, I don't care how. No. Like yes, you're right. She's probably the best. Well, like the Tina, most well cast one.
Yep.
But even that is like, she's not Tina. She's like in Deadpool. Who's Deadpool? The teenage
super mega
super whatever Sonic person.
Sonic explosion.
That's basically her. She's like Wednesday. She's like all these other like moody young kid character, and it's like it's fine, but like that's not Tiny Tina. Tiny Tina isn't supposed to be this dark brooding person. She turns into that eventually, but at a much older age, and she's supposed to be this just zany like. I want to be friends. Oh, explosions, whatever. And like, that's not her. So like, even though like, again, we got to watch it and see.
Yeah,
and
play
whatnot,
Tiny Tina's Wonderland.
We will.
We'll hate watch it together, man.
Yeah, I do. Watch it. Give them their money.
The couch and, company. And, yeah. Right. Reward them for putting out shit. And
not sure.
Let's see what it gets.
When's it coming out?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna have a problem.
Oh,
with that.
Okay. Speaking of movies,
dude, let's take our kids there. Our newborn kids. We'll just take it to that movie. And just ruin everyone's
That's what
experience.
You want them to see.
We got to take your newborn kids to Planet of the Apes when that comes out.
That's you. Yeah. Which is a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's technically a new trilogy, I think.
But it's...
I don't know.
Well, yeah, but it's continuing from the other trilogy.
Isn't Caesar in it?
Caesar's in it.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he
no,
is.
He's not.
What?
No.
Well, who is the guy on the horse?
Yeah.
It's not Caesar.
I think it was.
It's like Caesar's grandson.
Okay, but
So it's
he's what I'm saying is it's a continuation of
his legacy.
Like this takes place significantly later.
Okay, fair enough.
Than
but it's what
trilogy.
I'm saying is everything that happened in the first trilogy.
Are people super into this is lore? They, like, it wasn't the like the first
the
one good, and then
no, the other
the
rest, they all
were they
actually
the trilogy was fantastic.
I
the
heard
new
the
trilogy
fell
was really
off.
Good. Mm-hmm. The OG, you know, Planet of the Apes. It's a little dated, but
in the 1960s one that I tried to offer you.
Yeah, it's almost as good as the Miles Morales one that you offered me with the storyboard add-ins. That was funny.
Yeah.
Look, all right. Tekken Shop sucks. That's all I have to say about that.
Is it actually bad?
Dude, there's 4 costumes.
Yeah. I thought everyone was going to get a costume.
Yeah.
But they're going to add more.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said we'll add new things in monthly.
They did say up front, costumes are the hardest part of the game.
Yeah. But then
into the game.
Wait to launch it.
Yeah, but would you rather them wait like Street Fighter did, and you saw how much flack Street Fighter got for waiting for like the first patch for Street Fighter 6 just came out a couple weeks ago or recently.
Right. But you can patch the game and do things. You don't need to patch in a monetization shop with next to nothing.
I'm just saying
you can,
like that.
You get 4 costumes.
People were upset that Street Fighter was waiting.
Yeah, well, then, but this is cosmetics. It's like you're
I
you're
think
putting,
they waited on cosmetics as well, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you launch this thing, you have 4 costumes and you have fireworks that you can shoot off
that was
as your
bad.
Avatar
yeah, that, was
that then go away. You lose them. So you pay $1, yeah, you get 10 fireworks.
No
so
way.
Imagine you go and you play Sea of Thieves for the crewmates here.
No way.
And you have to use real money to buy those fireworks. You shoot the fireworks off and then they're just gone. That's
terrible.
What,
that's to the point where if I see a firework go off in the lounge, I get mad.
Yeah,
right? I would actually get upset.
Like, what are you doing?
He's just bawling on you.
Yeah, yeah. I would actually get horrible. Upset. Like, why? You're literally
you money.
Wasting your money, dude.
That's
yeah.
terrible.
That's funny.
Anyway,
I don't know. I'm excited for the first Nina outfit.
Yeah. Well, I thought you just get like accessories. Something. It's like nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing.
You get a free
shirt,
a free white T-shirt
there
with
go.
A logo of a
love
company
it.
That I never heard of.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Tekken Shop's kind of bad. At least the prices aren't crazy. Like the costumes are $4. Yeah. That's not bad.
Sure.
What is it, 10 cents per firework?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's what? Like, is it a buck? $2
it's
for
a, it's 200 10? Coins.
So it'd be $2 for
$2.
For 10 fireworks.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you can pick your color.
Well, there.
Blue, green, red.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Sold.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
We have another
big
event.
It's big time. Yeah. You want to hand me my Jeopardy board?
Yes.
I can't see the other one. I can't see the one on the far right.
We'll talk through everything. It'll be all right.
Is this
such a beautiful board?
This is in like a buzz-in style for this. You'll go
I feel
this.
Like it's gentleman's rules.
Okay.
I don't want to.
I'm gonna shift
gonna
over
do.
A little bit.
What does gentleman's rules mean?
I'm saying like if somebody like
just answer.
Yeah, I'd be like like first one to say like I know it or you know whatever.
Like me.
I think you just say the answer, right?
No, sure. Know. We'll see. So what's gonna happen?
Well, describe what we're doing first.
So we're gonna do some sports trivia, and who better to come up with some sports trivia?
Yeah.
Than this guy.
The guy who works at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dick's Sporting Goods has trained me for this. So I did 5 categories because it's very hard to find like questions and things like that. We are doing solely NFL and from 2000 to present to try to keep things modern for the younger folks.
My 1960s knowledge, man, was
so we have 5 categories, and then we have 200, 400, 600, 800, and 1,000. 4 of these categories go with that, and then you'll see this 5th category here. Every single one is worth 1,000 points.
Whoa.
And we'll explain that here in a little bit.
Are there daily doubles?
There are
check
2.
Of our own scores?
Yeah, well, I'm going to hand you the paper if you get it. So, cool.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We'll keep track of scores and we'll try to kind of narrate this as best we can for the podcast. There are daily doubles. I don't know where those are. I told Chelsea just to hide them.
Okay.
I will say the daily double cannot be in the bonus. The bonus.
Narcissistic bonus.
You should read the category.
I am going to, and then I will give you kind of a quick rundown. So, heavy drapes, or perhaps the steel curtain. Get it? Because steel's heavy. And drapes and curtains anyway, that category is all Steelers.
Love it.
All Pittsburgh love facts.
It. That's bad for John.
We have rules, which you could probably guess.
It's about the players.
Just fun rules.
Quick question with that one. This is 2000s onwards. This is current rules.
Correct. I try to keep everything as current as possible. If you want to challenge me, that's completely fine and
it's fine.
100% valid. If you get it right, you get 1,000 points. If you get it wrong, you lose 1,000 points.
Ooh.
The only thing I wasn't sure is like roles they've changed, like pass interference.
And I was looking at some of those, so I think it's fairly current. I was trying to double check that stuff. If there's a flag on the play, we can figure it out. Build it and they will come. These are trivia about stadiums. These are all the stadiums. Okay. One track record, Super Bowl edition. So what I did here is it's either a player. Actually, I think it kept it all players within a game. So it'll be like, okay, Super Bowl. I'll name the Super Bowl that they're in, and I will tell you like the format that I did to try to keep it somewhat easy is it'll say something like this player did this on Super Bowl. I think what was it 34 and onward is 2000.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 34 against this team. So if you know the player and you know the team, you can start kind of figuring some stuff out. But I try to give some hints there. And then the narcissistic bonus. These are 5 football facts that pertain to me. that you probably won't have any idea about, but it's kind of like a little wild card. Like, oh, it. You know, what can you get out of it?
Catch up.
Yeah.
It's important that we answer in the form of a question.
It is. So I will ask the, I'll say the answer. You have to give me the question. If you don't give me the question, you don't get the points.
And it's just gentlemen's, like, what is, like, whoever starts that. It gets the right, or what if we?
I
think final call goes to Tyler.
I'll keep an eye on it and everything. I will say there is no final Jeopardy, so I'm sorry to that's disappoint okay. there. That's but is whoever has the most points wins it.
That's perfect. That's
all right, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. Whoever guesses the closest number gets to go first.
69,
69, 55, 84, 42. So
that's
John.
Yeah. John. Oh boy. All right. Let's go with rules for 200.
All right, let me bring up the rules for 200.
We should have got Aaron Rodgers to host this.
Good luck.
All right, for 200. Answer. These are the dimensions of a football field.
120 by 50.
120 yards. By 35.
What is 120 by 35?
What is 120 by 55? What is 120 by 50 yards?
120 by... I did this in feet. So hold on.
Holy shit. What is...
Can I do math on a calculator?
You can do math on a calculator,
What is 360 by 150 feet?
Yeah.
What is 360 by 105?
No, it's...
What is 360 by 120?
Nope. We're going the wrong way.
What is 360 by 90?
This is not Jeopardy rules where you just keep buzzing in. Yeah, just like negative points.
What is... the width is 165.
It's 160. So it is 360 by 160. We'll say no one gets that, and I won't take points away from all the wrong answers. So we just won't do negative points.
That was rough. That's a rough start.
All right. What was the... Rules. Well,
120 by
these are some strong. I should have got the off-brand
post. Yeah. 50. I thought it was 35. But
no, you're too short.
What number did you have at the end? Right. 160.
That's so funny. So that just sets it up right there. Yeah. That everything's in yards. Okay,
no one got that. John, you can go again.
What's 165 by 3?
They're still trying to figure that.
What?
What is the answer?
360 by 160.
Right. So 160 divided by 3. Then. Oops. 53 and a quarter,
53
and a third.
Wow.
That's terrible. How are we supposed to know that?
Yeah. I thought that was a common thing.
I thought it was 53.
So I should mention.
We get you. Length and depth is.
That was a 200 pointer.
I should mention that I have no concept of what's a hard or easy question.
No, it's fine.
It's all good.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's all good.
53 and a third.
53 and a third, obviously.
What do you watch, football or what?
I thought it was 50 yards wide. I'm sorry.
You even watch football, man?
Heavy drapes.
Heavy drapes. Oh, moving to heavy drapes for 200 points.
200 points.
Answer: Cordell Stewart was traded to this team after his final season in 2001.
Who are the Baltimore Ravens?
What is the Baltimore Ravens? Or no? What is the Tennessee Titans?
No.
Shuck.
Who are the Minnesota Vikings?
No.
I guess it's who?
The Bears.
2001.
I didn't know that.
2001 was his last season, and then after that, he went to the Bears.
Steelers?
Oh, Cordell Stewart, you said?
Cordell Stewart did play on the Titans, though. So ever since
he played on the Titans.
Yeah. He played on the Ravens, too. But yeah.
He wasn't trained with the Ravens.
Right. Again, I'm going off the internet here. I'm going on the internet, so just want to put that out.
That was 200, man.
Oh, boy.
I should have researched Cordell Stewart. That's like the only guy Tyler knows.
I know a couple guys. That's one of them.
Yeah, so it's like, John, still your turn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. I knew we were going to get... Fleeced on this.
Build it and they will come. 200.
Build it and they will come. Here we go. For 200. Answer. This is the oldest stadium in the NFL.
Where is FedEx Field?
No. What is Lambeau Field?
Correct. Nice. Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
1962.
Let me give you that 200 points. Thanks,
there
buddy. For
you. There you go, Johnny.
All right.
I don't know why I didn't think of Lambeau.
I don't know.
That's bad.
It's because Washington's falling apart.
I was thinking Lombardi, and I was like, fuck, Lambeau.
I was thinking the worst stadium, yeah.
Dumbass.
No, Green Bay takes care of their stadium.
I was like, FedEx Field is falling apart, so it must be the oldest.
That's not bad.
FedEx is actually
pulling their name from it, by the way. That's funny.
I'm not surprised by that.
They don't want their name on that piece of shit.
Yeah, FedEx is a good name. They smeared around. That's
true. Build it and they will come for 400.
Yeah, so stick with what works. Yeah, all right. It works. Answer, the United States has this many stadiums.
Okay.
Where's what is 32?
No.
What is 31?
No.
What is 30?
Yes.
Yep.
It is 30.
Giants, Jets.
Giants.
Yeah. Oh. And then Los Angeles. Yeah.
That's fucking
cool. So, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
You threw me 400 points. 400.
You threw me because I definitely knew it was super NFL stadiums, and I was like, no, he means MLS.
As soon as he said 31, I was like, "Oh, that's right.
This is all NFL stadium."
Yeah, you didn't count Washington because you thought state, didn't you?
Or no? I just forgot that LA had
LA shares a stadium.
I knew the Jets and Giants.
MetLife.
It is now Perez's turn.
MetLife and SoFi, right?
Yeah.
I'll do build and they will come. 600.
Okay, we found the hot
streak here.
All right, answer for 600. This stadium has the largest seating capacity.
What is MetLife?
What is Arrowhead?
That is correct. MetLife has 82,500.
I was going to say MetLife
after you said it. Has to be New York.
Yeah.
As soon as you said best MetLife, team. I knew it.
There you go.
All right. I know MetLife is huge, but Arrowhead's got to be up there.
It's also newer, one of the newest ones. So
No, MetLife's been there for a little bit. They changed the name, but
that's why.
Yeah. It's all you, Harbin.
800.
All right, for 800. This is the percentage of retractable roofs among the 10 stadiums that are domed.
What is 40%?
No.
Well, that would be 4 out of 10, right?
Yes.
What is 30%?
Nope.
What is 50%?
What is 100%?
Yes. Okay.
40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
With no negatives, I guess. Sure.
Oh, I guess we're not answering just once.
Now
he's in the lead. I'll just start shouting out percentages then. That should have been.
You should check the back, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. I will pick a different daily double. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Wow, did me dirty.
That should have been for me then, technically.
Yeah.
Right, how's daily double?
It should have been for you. Yeah.
There's no chance.
No, that's fine.
Well, you got it, so.
There's no chance that should count, though.
Next quarterback. Next category.
This is loosey-goosey. As all Jeopardy 30, games are.
And then I stopped because I can't get 30, 40, 50, 60, 70.
Okay, you get one. Just to be clear, you get one answer.
That's why I meant.
And then it doesn't count. That's fine. That's fine. Mike's on the board. He's on the board.
Yeah, we got Mike
probably has the highest number of points.
Yeah, he's in the lead now. After that, I've stuck.
They will come for 1,000.
For 1,000, costing $5.5 billion.
What is SoFi Stadium?
Done.
Okay, well, so Jeopardy rules. You have to let me finish the question.
No, you don't.
And then,
no, you don't.
For Jeopardy?
No.
I thought you did.
No, you do. Okay.
No, you don't.
Come on. For the people at home, I'll give you the 1,000 points. For the people at home, costing $5.5 billion, this stadium was the most expensive to build in Los Angeles. So
that's
right. All right.
That's like a 2-hour point question.
All right.
Oh, come on. That was pretty good. I got that early.
That was easier than the 200.
Look, man, I don't know. I don't know anything.
Hey, I'm not mad about it. All right.
Perez, you're up.
I don't get mad.
Let's do rules for 400.
Rules for 400. Answer, this is how you automatically lose a coin toss. I can repeat that. Sorry. This is how you automatically lose a coin toss.
Yeah, what is you don't pick the...
That's what it's...
Say your answer.
You don't pick heads or tails?
But
you don't say anything.
Technically not what I had.
Okay. What is you give the option of deferral to them?
No. Because you don't lose it. Michael, anything?
What is you interfere with the coin?
No. If your players aren't on the field to get it, okay. that's the official rule.
Yeah.
Damn.
If your players aren't on the field,
see, I was thinking
sense.
About the always thing that you do when
you have to be present. Yeah. If you're not pressing, they don't have the ball at all.
Right. You're not allowed to do that.
Has that ever happened?
Right.
Where'd you get that one from?
I looked up weird rules
quirky,
for the NFL.
Quirky NFL rules. Yeah.
All right.
I'll do...
400 is gone. Then,
right? I'm 400 is gone. Well, where are we at?
Rules.
400. Keep that over here.
We'll do... Sure that wasn't Tyler's winning, I think, right?
I am winning with all my...
Actually, maybe not. Maybe I'm still...
You're winning. Right, you have 1,400, bro.
I'll do rules for 600.
For 600, please. Let me make sure there's no... Hindsight, I should have had Chelsea tell me where she put the daily doubles. All right, rules for 600. Answer, this is the highest jersey number a quarterback can choose.
What is 20?
No.
What is 19?
Yes.
Damn it.
What is 99, actually? Because they changed the rules on this.
It is a new rule.
You can pick whatever number you have to pay extra.
Are you going
to
challenge him?
Yes.
He is actually correct.
Okay, find it, and then you'll get 1,000 points. Sure.
He is actually correct. They,
but do I Nike, still get it?
Well, if he's right, then that's the new, I was wrong.
But so you were going to give him 1,000, but I don't get the 600 for getting the original one.
Well,
right?
No, because if he's right, then you're wrong. If he's wrong, then you're right, and you get the 600.
And he loses 1,000.
And he loses 1,000.
Yeah, I'm putting 1,000 on the line for this.
So he's going to be at 400 here if he loses. He's wrong, but he's not wrong.
I don't think quarterbacks are allowed to change, though.
It's any player.
It's any player.
It's any player. Because even now you can be zero, yeah.
Has a quarterback changed their number on purpose that's higher than 18?
Yes. Teddy Bridgewater was 55 this year.
I mean, there you go.
He was over 50. I don't know which one, but he was. Remember that?
What?
Teddy Bridgewater?
This year?
It was like 55 or something.
I'm trying to find it, though.
He's 100% right. I know I'm right.
I'm just trying to find it.
I mean, obviously, if there's a guy with a 53 on his chest, then sure.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
I mean...
All right. Well, here I'm gonna.
Yeah. So per NFL rules, if a player wants to change his number, he would have to buy out existing inventory of jersey distributors.
Gonna fold this corner down,
indicating
a thousand. That was a newish rule like 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, hey, that's
less than a year ago.
Less than a year ago. Yep.
Stole that out from under Mike. All right. So
yeah, after his little percentage game,
I'm technically there was no rule against it.
Hey, I'm
technically you won. I'm gonna give it to Mike to pick the next category because he did buzz in.
Yeah, sure,
buzz in. But
let's do rolls.
Rolls for 800. All right.
He folded that down, so it's 1,000 points.
While personal messages cannot be worn on their bodies during a game, the NFL allowed this statement to be worn on a team's helmet or cap.
What is all? Shit! What is fuck?
It was. What is?
Is end racism?
No. But also, they gave four options.
What is one love? Like
no,
that's one of them.
Is that one of them?
Yeah,
is it one of them? Yeah. Okay, then I'll give it to you. That's fine. Yeah.
There's Black Lives Matter and racism. It's like all for equality.
Equality is one more, I think.
Right.
Wait. So this is not 600. This is 1,000.
That's 1,000. Yeah, that's why
it's folded down.
But I'm watching you guys.
He unfolded.
Rolls.
All right. Stick them together.
Rolls for 1,000. Answer: a player is fined $7,649 for a first offense when doing this.
What is unnecessary roughness?
No.
What is having incorrect? Equipment.
No.
Jersey.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. What is taunting?
Nope.
Damn. Yeah.
All right. It's for throwing or kicking a ball into the stands.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay.
I know the number on that.
Yeah.
You also have to pay for the football.
I didn't know that. Really? Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
So that was one where I actually had to update the price because it was like $7,300 and then they upped it a little bit.
Yeah. So if you like take a football home with you, you pay for the football.
But like heavy drapes for 400.
Heavy drapes for 400. Going back to the Steelers. Answer: Mike Tomlin had this win-loss ratio during his first year as a Steelers head coach.
What is?
This is ridiculous that you have.
What is 12-4?
That's the what?
Oh, ratio.
The ratio.
Oh.
Just give me the win and loss. Yeah.
What is 12-4?
I thought you were looking up the answer real quick.
I was like, wait a second.
Just to be clear, you cannot Google the answers.
Wait. Did they play 16 games back then?
What is 13-3?
Nope. They did play 16 games.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Oh, man. What is 10-6?
Correct.
Nice.
10-6.
Nicely done, John.
Should have known.
Yeah. That sounds more like a Mike Tomlin stat.
I thought his first year was
bad. But they did really good.
Rookie.
No, that was still Cowher.
Yeah.
Didn't he win his first year?
15-1, and I was like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
They
won his first year, right?
They did win the Super Bowl. Yeah, as a sixth seed going into the wild card.
That's right.
That wasn't his first year that they won the Super Bowl, though.
They won the AFC.
They won the AFC title game Ben's rookie year. They lost in the Super Bowl. They lost. Yeah.
I thought they beat the Seahawks that year.
No, that was 2006.
No, Ben won the next year's Super Bowl.
The year they beat the Seahawks was the year they were the sixth seed, and they beat.
Okay.
All right. Harbin.
Oh, Heavy Drape 600.
Heavy Drape 600. Answer, in 2004, rookie quarterback Ben Roethlisberger set a new NFL record by winning this many games in a row.
15. What is 14?
Is that your final answer?
No.
Okay, well, you answered, so no. And I to be clear, I said no to the 14.
Yeah, I know what the answer is.
What is 13?
Correct.
Thank you.
It's 13 games. He beat out 6. Yep. Crushed it. Doubled it.
Yeah. I should have just sent it. I didn't know, though.
Damn.
I don't know anything about the Steelers.
So you're just going to rob me of another daily double.
Huh? Okay, there's no daily doubles. Oh, there's no daily doubles.
That is so
this guy.
It was my.
He would have bet it all.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was again. It happened again. Yeah, yeah.
There's no daily doubles.
So this time. Again, that's twice. Yeah, that's
no, twice. No dailies yeah. and so no finals.
Why are you complaining about that? Because that's twice for me.
That is twice.
That's so funny. Heavy Drapes
for 800. If you subtract Hines Ward's career touchdowns from his jersey number, the remainder would be this.
Good luck, guys.
What was his number?
Bro, I ain't helping you with that.
What is...
Can I do math on the calculator?
That's what
yes.
I'm going to try.
If you just have
if
the calculator.
If there's no negatives, because the
just the calculator.
Man, how many touchdowns did you have? What is 20?
20? No.
All right.
What is 57?
No.
Damn. Am I close?
That's a hard question.
You can't tell me.
It's 800.
Yeah, worth. It's 800. What is 16?
No. 1.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was going to be something stupid.
Number 86, yeah. He had 85 touchdowns 85. In his career.
Yeah, okay.
I thought he had 21 touchdowns.
Well, interesting. Yeah, I guess 100 touchdowns is a lot.
So it'd be negative 1.
Damn.
No, 1. 86. So if you take...
He was 86.
If you subtract Hines Ward's career touchdowns from his jersey number...
Yeah, so his number was 86. So he had
85 touchdowns.
Which would
so
be
you
negative
subtract,
1.
No. You subtract Hines Ward's career touchdowns.
Yeah. Minus 1,000.
Subtract it
from
86.
Minus 1,000.
Okay. That's minus 1,000. He challenged.
Take it. All right, no one gets that one. I'll get this one.
Still Mike's pick, I think.
Yep.
I guess let's do 1,000.
Round it out. All right, for 1,000 heavy drapes. This Steeler quarterback had the highest passing completion percentage in their 2007 season.
What is Tommy Maddox?
No.
Fuck. What is Ben Roethlisberger?
No.
Oh.
What is Byron Leftwich?
No.
Oh, he does.
It's Charlie Batch, isn't it?
Nope. No, it is Daniel Sepulveda.
Sepulveda.
He threw one pass and had 100% completion rating.
Was Maddox even on the team in 07?
He was.
He was.
Okay, yep. So that wasn't a terrible guess.
Fuck. And Leftwich was in Jacksonville in 07. What am I thinking?
Leftwich is hilarious. That was funny.
See, I thought that was a good
that was good one.
Tricky,
yeah, that was a good
tricky,
one.
Tricky.
A little tricky.
All right, here what do you got? Go. Narcissistic bonus for a
narcissistic bonus. You're cracking it. You want that 1,000 points. Narcissistic bonus for 1,000. Answer, the Cincinnati... I assume you're going to the top.
Sure. Wait a second.
All right.
Is this only for Mike?
No,
this okay, is
for it's for everyone.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
The Cincinnati Bengals were my favorite football team because of this.
What is the logo?
Is this the one where we lose 1,000 if you're wrong?
No. This is just his.
What is
his.
The colors?
Yes.
Oh,
orange gosh, was my favorite color.
Should have known that. That's so easy.
Orange was my favorite color. Yeah, that's why I was
such
the
a color
easy
guy. It's a shame he's ever been abused with the Vikings. I mean, the Vikings.
I'll do the next narcissist.
Oh, Mike found a. All right. For 1,000.
Change in the armor.
This was my only Pittsburgh Steelers jersey.
What is Cordell Stewart?
No. Specifically, so to be clear. Specifically, jersey. I did have a Cordell Stewart t-shirt. I'm talking a jersey.
Who is Tommy Maddox?
No.
Damn it.
What is Hines Ward?
Nope. Damn. Number 43, Troy Polamalu.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I was going to say, you know, like Joey Porter.
Cordell Stewart was a great guess.
Cordell Stewart was, yeah.
That was a great guess.
I do like me some Cordell Stewart.
You love him, man.
I'll do the next narcissist.
Just going down the line. All right. I've considered this NFL team the bad guys since kindergarten when they beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
What is the Green Bay Packers?
No.
No, you're both out.
Fuck.
That was you both said Packers, didn't you?
Oh, you said in elementary school?
Yeah. In kindergarten. So this is a little...
I thought it was 2000.
Pre-2000. You're right. You're right. This is a little... Because that was a wild card.
This is cheating.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Cheater.
I was trying to give you, okay, I was in kindergarten.
Yeah,
if you do
that,
you could, yeah.
If I thought about that, I want to.
Where's the buzzer coming?
Who do they play in 96? Who is Dallas?
Correct.
Oh,
it was the
nice.
Dallas Cowboys. Nicely Trevor done. Gunst.
I'm surprised you struggled with that one. As soon as he said, it's pre-2000, I'm like, yeah. Oh, I know who it is.
Trevor Gunst was from Texas and loved the Cowboys, and I was...
It's true.
Well, the Cowboys are the bad guys, so it's like...
I'll take the next 1,000 one.
All right. Let's see here. I wanted to be like this offensive Steeler when signing up for high school football.
Who is Jerome Bennis?
Correct.
Boom. Damn.
The bus. Who doesn't want to be the bus?
The bus. Here you go.
I thought you meant offensive lineman. I was like, oh, who in the line would you like to be like?
I thought Heath Miller.
I don't know who that is.
He's a tight end.
Do the last
1,000. One. All right. For 1,000. I owned 31 of these collectibles, each with a team logo.
What are the mini helmets?
No, but close. That's a good one. I had a lot of those as well, but not close to 31.
Close.
Damn it. I thought that was a shoe.
I mean, it's collect.
What are these? That was a good guess. Yeah, what do these kids collect?
What are stamps?
No.
30. Can you repeat the question?
Yep. I owned 31 of these collectibles, each with a team logo.
I don't know. I'm just going to get... shit. Like trading cards? What is trading
Again,
cards?
Again, close. Pogs. I owned
What's
Pogs.
A Pog? What's a Pog?
You're kidding me.
No.
You don't know what Pogs are?
What's a Pog?
Oh, you guys suck. The little round cardboard things that you had a slammer and you hit them and you flip them over. The little game.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I know that
was
game.
Was this before the internet?
That's what they were called.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Jeez. I don't know.
Okay.
Were those I've also in black and white? Or
I feel like
they were all color.
That's not a real thing.
I feel like
they
the mini
are.
Helmets was
look
the
up,
closest to
look
answer.
Up Pogs.
Could possible.
The mini helmets was very, very close.
Also because... At that time, the Houston Texans didn't exist. Therefore, 31 teams existed when you
it
were a kid.
It was 31, yeah. Because with the Pogs, I got a big board from the loony bin, and they were all, you punched them out, and I remember having 31, and then I had the 50 states.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not. Okay. Nope. Don't know what that is. Sorry, right. Buddy.
Who's up? Is it still me?
Was it you?
Yeah.
Let's do 200 for the track records.
All right, track records number for 200. Answer, this player made the longest field goal of 57 yards against the 49ers in Super Bowl 58.
Who is Harrison Butker?
Damn. Correct.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice one.
That was a quick one.
That was a pretty soft ball.
Let's do 400.
All right. This player had the most completions, 43, against the Falcons in Super Bowl 51.
Who is Tom Brady? You didn't answer a question.
I said, who is Tom Brady?
Okay. Shit.
He's just closer, so I heard him start to say it first. Sorry.
We can say no deal.
No, it's fine.
Or we can split it in half.
I feel like you... I don't know. All right.
I thought we were tied.
Yeah. It might just be
you want rock,
closer.
Paper, scissors for it?
Yeah, we can do that.
You want to rock, paper, scissors? You guys were so quick with that. I was like, when I first thought completions, I was like...
Had to be Tom Brady.
It came back. Well, he said Atlanta.
It was crazy hard to get a Super Bowl fact that didn't have Tom Brady in it.
Yeah. It's insane. He was in a majority of them.
He's in all of them, dude.
He's in eight.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors.
Yep. Two out of three, right?
Yeah.
And then we're doing rock, paper, scissors, throw.
Yeah, throw. Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, that was exciting. Right. Harbin got it.
Outplayed me. Well Woo. Done.
All
well
right. Done.
Thanks, buddy.
Well done.
I was going to let you have it.
No, I'm a man of honor.
600?
Yeah, 600.
All right, for 600. So this was the daily double that I technically double asterisk here. Just learned not to do it. Answer, this player had the longest kick return, 108 yards, against the 49ers.
Who is Devin Hester?
In Super Bowl 47.
Who is Devin Hester Jr.?
You're both wrong.
No.
Can you repeat the question, please?
You got all the time in the world. This player had the longest kick return, 108 yards, against the 49ers in Super Bowl 47.
Oh, who is Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Nope. Damn. Jacoby Jones of the Ravens.
Ravens, yeah.
Yep.
Damn it.
I should have waited for the team.
You should have, because the moment...
I just remember Devin Hester took one back to the house against the Saints.
That was a punt
against
return.
The Colts.
It was against the Colts.
He was on.
He played for the Bears.
Yeah.
It was a yeah, and the punt return is a different category on these. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, this was a punt return?
No, this is the
Devin
longest
Hester's
kick return.
Was a punt return.
No, it wasn't. It was
Devin
the
Hester's
kickoff of the
opening,
game.
It was the opening kick. The second half.
Yeah.
Opening kick, he took it back 106.
Yeah.
800, please.
All right, 800. This player intercepted the most passes, 5, against the Buccaneers in Super Bowl 37.
Who is Rod Woodson?
No.
Damn. Damn, that was cool.
37. You said that Super Bowl 37.
37. Yeah, we're starting to kiss 2000s.
Yeah.
So I know the teams. I know the team too. I know the other team. I just don't know who the player is.
I thought the Buccaneers won this one.
I'm not telling you anything.
Cutthroat.
Five interceptions.
Gave you 5 interceptions
in the Super Bowl.
Yep, that's the whole point of the one track is it's just Raiders. In that Super Bowl. Yeah.
It's the Raiders against the Bucs.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been.
That's why I guessed Rod Woodson. Yeah.
Who's Charles Woodson?
Nope. Oh, Rich Gannon.
Oh, I didn't get a guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you. Wait, well, didn't you say
he was not pulling Richard Gannon?
Wait a second. No. You said throw?
No. This player intercepted the most passes.
Okay.
He intercepted 5 passes.
You said Rich Gannon?
Rich Gannon is a quarterback.
Rich Gannon's a quarterback.
R-I-C-H?
That's Rich Gannon. Did you mean maybe threw the most interceptions?
He had to throw.
That's why it's really that's why
the Bucks won that game.
Yeah.
Because I was confused. He threw it. Who is going to intercept 5 passes?
Okay, sure. The answer is Rich Gannon. The question is how many
quarterbacks
he threw them.
The Bucks defense destroyed them.
All right, we'll just get a...
So that's why I guessed... Rod Woodson because he played the best defensive back.
Yeah, all right. That's the is on me.
That was Gruden, right?
It would have been Gruden.
That was Gruden. He coached for the Raiders the year before.
Yeah, you also there flexing your knowledge now.
No. I'm just.
That's what you have to do when you do.
That's my fault. That's my fault. Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
Bless you.
All right. We're gonna go ahead and do the 1,000 here.
Yes.
Because we're running on time here.
I need this.
This player threw the longest completion of 85 yards against the Patriots in Super Bowl 38.
Who is Eli Manning?
Damn nope. it. That was Fuck. My. That was a good guess. Super Bowl 38?
38.
Who is Cam Newton?
No.
Damn.
Cam Newton?
He played in one
read,
of
Can the, you read the question again?
Yep. This player threw the Carolina. Longest completion, 85 yards, against the Patriots. Patriots in Super Bowl 38.
In Houston.
Who is Kurt Warner?
Bro, he wasn't playing. He was gone already.
Jake Delhomme?
Jake Delhomme.
Delhomme?
I got the Panthers. I got the from wrong the Panthers. Panthers. God damn it.
I don't know why.
Panther.
I don't know why.
Newton
didn't
play against Brady, man. He only played against God, he played against Panther. Manning.
Right.
I'm a genius at these, but I have the fucking wrong player.
I'm a genius, but I'm wrong.
Tally them up. What do you guys got? Who came out ahead here?
3,400.
3,400.
2,600.
Sudden death question? Sudden death question? A sudden death question?
Find something?
All right.
It'd be a Tyler fact.
No, I can't do that. Can't do that.
Put something in the chat.
Antonio Brown was fined $53,000 for what?
What is taking his jersey and equipment off?
No.
What? Fuck. In the middle of the game?
What is drop kicking the punter?
He missed 2 practices.
What?
Wasn't the air balloon?
I don't know.
That's the crazy guy, right? That was like he's jumping around. He missed 2 practices and was fined $53,000. Okay. I swapped that one out with a 7,000 one of kicking in the stands.
Well, I guess we need another one. Now.
I can get one.
Oh, okay. John can do it.
All right. You got to tell us what the category is.
It's a Super Bowl question.
Okay. Yeah. I would have won if I didn't do the rock paper scissor.
Yeah.
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 That's on me.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have. I should have just been an asshole.
Weren't you the one saying you were worried about this?
Yes.
Yeah, so he was worried about the water too.
He could take second place. It's fine.
No, I'm very happy with my performance today. I think I.
You could take second place. That's fine. Meaning you're first
he
place.
He doesn't need it. You know.
Oh my god, Mike.
Harbin's finding the perfect question. Sometimes I forget that
it's
we're
really
recording. This is
going to
be really
neither of us know it, and then we're just going to have to keep
going. Just keep going down the line.
I will say the bullshit I had with the challenge really helped me. That was brutal because you would have won with that.
Yeah.
But that's technically true. I mean, hey,
you're right.
You're playing trivia,
and I put the rules out. I put the rules out.
All right. I'm going to give you the Super Bowl.
I think that's at least the format.
I was trying to make it somewhat easier.
Yeah, in Super Bowl 34.
So right on 2000.
Oh,
there it is, baby. Let's see how good you guys do. Kevin Dyson was tackled at the 1 yard line, short of a touchdown. Name the player that tackled him.
This is 2000?
I know the team, I just don't know the person.
Who's the team?
Who is Ronnie Harrison?
No.
Who's the team?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, is this the Rams Super Bowl? Right? If it's 2000, the Ravens won, but I don't remember that happening. I think
you're wrong.
What?
You're just wrong
about everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is 34 2000?
Yeah.
2000? It's 2000? Yeah,
okay. It's 2000.
So it's the Ravens.
It's not the Ravens.
No. I thought the 2000s Ravens won.
No.
Super Bowl.
It's not that. It's that they did the next year.
Oh, that's really, I always get mixed up on that because it's in February. I don't know. I don't know. I give up.
Who?
I don't know.
It's Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
Yeah.
Mike Jones. Obviously.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't know who that is.
All right. Hold on.
So they, I'll throw one out there. So very recently they overruled the tuck rule, you know? What team voted to keep it?
Who were the Patriots?
Well, besides the Patriots.
Wait, what?
There's another team that voted to keep it.
Good luck.
Yeah. Who are?
Well, I see he gets another guess because he gets the Patriots, the one sure. That's, yeah, you get another guess.
Who are the 49ers?
Nope.
All right.
Who are the Cowboys?
No.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
God damn it.
All right, John, you're up.
This is where we get.
We could just tie it. I mean, this isn't for
where
anything.
This guy calling out Mike Jones, tackling
Mike
people.
Jones. Oh, you didn't know it was
Super
Mike
Bowl
Jones?
2000.
That was the Rams, though, right?
Yeah, what, it was the Rams versus
the Titans.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone
on that team except on the offense.
For some reason, I thought Rams versus Patriots was what I was thinking.
That was the greatest show on turf, I think, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? This one should be easy. Name the city that has hosted the most Super Bowls
since 2000, or
no? Over
like, what I'll is just say Arizona?
Overall. No,
shit. I mean, that's not a city, but
what is Tampa Bay?
Miami. Jesus Christ.
Fuck, dude. I mean,
the most Super Bowls ever.
Yeah, like, I did change it a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm going out. It's off the cuff.
Arizona would be up there.
Here's a fun one.
Arizona is a state, but yeah.
I know Phoenix. Yeah, whatever.
We're going a little further back than 2000.
They're the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, fine.
So going back to Super Bowl III.
Oh God.
In a huge upset, the New York Jets defeated the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah.
What was the date of that Super Bowl?
Day and year.
I'll take the month and day.
It was Christmas.
No.
December 25th.
No.
No. They did play 12 games back then, so.
Yeah. I thought it was in December.
January 12th.
Fuck. What did you say?
I didn't even get the answer. Oh,
so that was a separate category that I tried to do where I was taking everyone's significant other's birthdays.
Yeah.
And I was going to do your mom for the like, here's what happened on this day of football. Okay. But turns out it's just, I wanted to be funny. It's like,
it is funny.
I have one. This is across the entirety of it.
Okay.
But it is more recent.
Okay. Right?
The answer is more recent.
More recent.
Who is the youngest coach to win a Super Bowl?
Who's Sean McVay?
That was easy.
Who's your coach?
Because I'm not fast.
Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
GG.
Well,
listen, I don't know what else to do for you. I gave you.
That was good.
That's a fair question. That first one, I was like, dude.
Okay, I wanted to ask.
You wouldn't have got that one.
I should have asked you who got tackled. That's what I should have asked.
I was trying to find
Isaac.
It was Kevin Dyson.
Kevin Dyson.
So that you would have guessed Torrey Holt. He'd have guessed Isaac Bruce. He would have been
lead on was another category that I was trying to do with just coaches. But like, if you're trying to find stuff online, 9 times out of 10, it's like, name this coach, and it's just a picture of him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I don't have a printer. I thought that'd be funny. It's hold up a picture of a coach and just be like, name him.
Yeah. But
Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah. I'll check his number 200.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. That's what we got.
Thank you. That was fun. That was good.
Yeah.
Two very different things.
Yep. Water and sports.
I mean, they go hand in hand. You got to hydrate when you're playing sports. Yeah.
What was the color of the Gatorade this year?
It's purple.
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 Yeah.
Purple.
Nate get that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for him.
And I think he placed it before it got leaked because the odds changed on it like crazy. It went from like plus 400, like all the other colors, to like minus 110.
Where did he bet on that?
Bet Rivers.
Really?
Yeah,
wait, you got leaked? I didn't know it got leaked.
Well, the odds changed in like Thursday or Friday, and someone
went negative.
It went negative because somebody said like, "Hey, I know it's going to be."
I can't believe they wouldn't just take it down at that point. You still could win a shit ton of money.
I feel like they're just like, yeah. I felt like he, like everyone was like, maybe he's a plant.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Stick your guns.
Yeah. Good for him.
All right. Well, that's all we got.
Yep. Congratulations, John.
Yes, congratulations, John.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys for being here. Always great time.
Yeah. And Mike, congratulations for winning the game. Yeah, congratulations for John for having a kid. That's where I was going with that.
I think we should move it all to John.
All right, well.
Thanks
for having us. Looking forward to the, not really looking forward to the divorce podcast episode, but.
That one stinks a little. I don't think we're going to have that.
Nah, you'll be all right.
It'll be all good. Anyways, so that's going to be all for us. I did guess Fiji correctly twice.
Yep.
Want that on the record one last time.
Hey, one for two over here. You know.
That's not bad. It's not bad. You know, some might say I'm 50% better, but that's okay. You know,
and I got the other 50% in the sports trivia. So.
Yeah, whatever helps you sleep. So that's all we got. And we appreciate you making it this far. Check us out, couchcomedy.games. We got all of our stuff on there, game ratings. I think we're going to be doing Balatro soon.
Yeah, I'll do Balatro next week. And
I'm going to do Persona. That should be done. And
early Final Fantasy impressions.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that. Check us out, same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch.